Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm, our family and team at Coachmaster wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we are rapidly approaching two big holidays. First up, Hanukkah. Couple of nights from now, actually, I think tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. It's either tomorrow or Monday night. I should know that, but I think it is tomorrow night. That's what I thought. It starts at sundown, and that commemorates also or coincides with the festival of Litation. Christmas Eve is Tuesday night. Christmas is Wednesday. So we're in the full holiday spirit mode at the Cigar Dave Show, and that can only mean one thing, that we are now a week away from Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers, which we will air next week. We will have a huge selection of great champagnes and sparkling wines and a special guest from a renowned champagne house in France. So we have much to get to the next few weeks. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute semper. Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the impeachment Dems. Don't even get me started on that. And I think it's only appropriate that they were wearing black because somber mode, their funeral black, because the Democrats are dead come November at the ballot box. It's over. Funeral city. Call them. About four Ubers out of Washington as the Republicans take back control of the House. As always, your commanding global five-star general and alpha male in chief, coming to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City, in the very luxurious Command Center Alpha, surrounded by great cigars, great libations, of course, the harem, to make sure that I am properly pleasured and properly at ease as we conduct alpha male broadcast pleasure maneuvers. A lot going on in the world of cigars. We will not delay any further.
This is the Cigar Dave's News Bulletin.
One of the greats in the world of cigars announced that they are selling a very well-known Cuban legacy brand. The Quesada family, which has operated the Matasa cigar factory in Santiago, República Dominicana since 1974. The family's been in the cigar leaf business going back over 100 years back to Cuba. We have featured their Fonseca and their Quesada line of cigars at length in our officers club. We've spoken about them at length here on the Cigar Dave Show. Big announcement this week. It was announced that the Quesada family has sold the ownership of the Fonseca brand, which dates back to Cuba, goes back to the Cuban roots of the Fonseca family. They have sold it to My Father Cigars, to Don Pepin Garcia and his kids, Jaime, as well as Yanni Garcia. And I can say on one hand it's surprising, but on the other hand, I am not so surprised. I had a feeling, I had an inkling going back late summer that something was going on. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but there were subtle clues that I just had a feeling something was going on. There was some underlying current that there could be some sort of sale talks involved, and sure enough, it came to fruition. So My Father Cigars has purchased the U.S. rights to the Fonseca brand from the Quesada family. No sale price was announced. My Father Cigars will be tweaking the blends. They'll give more of a certainly Nicaraguan flavor. I'm sure we'll see some changes in terms of the blends, or we may just see some new blends, new brands coming out. You have to remember that Fonseca is what we call in the FDA terminology is a predicate line of cigars. With the FDA deeming regulations and the deeming laws, if a cigar was on the market prior to the Tobacco Family Smoking Act being enacted, I don't know what it was, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was, then that's considered a predicate cigar. Can stay on the market. There's no changes. You don't have to file anything per se. And that's very important because every single manufacturer wanted to make sure that they had as many predicate blends as possible. So this is a predicate blend. So now My Father has a cigar that they can market for years and years without any sort of additional changes or reports to the FDA. And that's also in flux. That's another disaster area that we'll get to at another time. So the U.S. rights to the Fonseca brand has sold from the Quesada family to My Father Cigars. Again, no purchase price was announced. And the talks began back early fall in September between Yanni Garcia and Patricia and Raquel Quesada, the two daughters of Manuel Quesada, who's been on this show many times. We've had both of the daughters on many times. They collaborated back in 2012 on a cigar together called Tres Reinas, Three Queens. So they already had a working relationship, and now they have purchased the Fonseca brand. The question is, will they still produce the Quesada cigars? As of now, yes. You have to also remember that Matassa Cigars, that Manuel Quesada and the Quesada daughters oversee, produces many cigars for some of the other, for other manufacturer or for other cigar wholesalers, as well as the catalog and internet mail order companies. So they have a very big operation down in the Dominican Republic. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, and I will, of course, keep you updated on any other changes. But certainly that is very big. And that really follows the footsteps. Altria, which purchased Nat Sherman International back in January of 2017, primarily for the Nat Sherman line of cigarettes. Altria, the world's largest tobacco company, purchased from Nat Sherman. They purchased all the assets, including the Nat Sherman line of cigars and the lease on the big Nat Sherman, what they call townhouse, in which is their big cigar store lounge on 42nd Street in Midtown Manhattan. And I never saw the synergy between Altria and Nat Sherman. I could see the fact that they wanted to purchase the cigarette component of Nat Sherman, but never the cigars. It didn't make sense. Even though Altria had a very small cigar operation, primarily in the mass market area. Nothing huge. They own the Black & Mild, a machine-made brand, primarily sold in convenience stores, gas stations. Very, very small component of their $25.5 billion in revenue. Well, a number of months ago, Altria announced that they are exploring options, and I use air quotes for that. Whenever a company, here's a little tip. Whenever a company, corporation, makes a public announcement that they're exploring options, let me translate. That means that particular division company is for sale. When a company comes out and says, we're exploring options for our so-and-so subsidiary, that means the only option they're looking at is to get rid of it. They want to sell it, pure and simple. So overall, when you take a look at Nat Sherman, the townhouse, the cigar retailer, the cigar lines that they have, it is such a blip on the overall close to $26 billion in Altria revenues. It makes no sense. it's almost like a fly, it's a mosquito on your arm, and you just want to whack it. It's a nuisance. They've got the Nat Sherman cigarettes, which always had a big following. Nat Sherman cigars up for sale. So it'll be very interesting to see who ends up purchasing the Nat Sherman townhouse, their cigar store in Midtown Manhattan, and the cigar line. That cigar store does very well. Certainly, it's an expensive lease, but it is a very popular spot in New York. So you have to look and say, who would the logical buyers be? One would be Altadis. The other, General Cigar. Those are the two largest players in the premium cigar space right now, owned by larger tobacco concerns, European tobacco companies. Well, Altadis right now isn't doing anything. They're in the midst of being sold from their parent Imperial Tobacco in the UK. And General Cigar right now already has Club Macanudo on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. So the question is, does it make sense for them to purchase this? And the answer is probably not. So who else would be there? Are there any other large retailers that would go in and pay the kind of money that Altria is probably looking for? And my answer to that is it's probably very limited. Again, who are the players? You've got Altadis that owns JR Cigars. JR already has presence in New York, and they bought Smoke, I think it's called the Smoke Inn, the Upper East Side, a number of years ago. General Cigar, the other logical player, I don't see them making a play for it, but you never say never. Davidoff, I think, is out of the retail game, owning their own stores. So who else is there? I could see Fuente wanting to come in. They could do it, but do I see them doing it? Probably not. Ashton could be a possibility. Holt Cigars in Philadelphia. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens on that. Another interesting tidbit in the world of cigars. Rocky Patel announced they're increasing prices by 5% beginning January 1, 2020. In a letter that they sent to retailers last week, the company said the increase was related to increased cost associated with the production and transportation of our products. And there's no question costs have increased. And one of the costs is dealing with the FDA regulation and the legislation and increased lobbying costs that every cigar manufacturer has had to contend with and put up with going back now in excess of 10 years. You got to remember, at one point, there was very little money that the cigar manufacturers spent on lobbying because cigars, premium cigars, were really not in the crosshairs of anybody. And then going back about 20 years ago, as cigars became popular, we started to see cigars being targeted. The various enemy of pleasure groups, the enemies of cigar groups, started coming out saying cigars should be treated like cigarettes. Cigars are a hazard. Cigars are being marketed to kids, which is all nonsense, complete pablum puke, not true. But when you jump up and down long enough, sooner or later, somebody in Washington is going to notice. And, of course, the enemies of pleasure have very big lobbying arms. You know, I love the name tobacco-free kids. When you think of tobacco-free kids, you say to yourself, oh, that must be little kids, children, that are just banding together to make sure that children don't smoke. Well, tobacco-free kids is anything but a grassroots group. It is a professionally run, massive lobbying organization with mega funding. There are no kids involved. They hide behind the kid moniker, the tobacco-free kids moniker. But they have been a leading enemy of the cigar industry. And we all know that premium cigars are enjoyed and consumed by adults. You don't see retailers, tobacconists, selling to kids. It doesn't happen. You may see mass market cigars inadvertently being sold to kids at a convenience store or at a gas station, but go into any retailer, go into any tobacconist. They're going to proof you. Got to be 18. Well, soon to be 21 nationally. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But depending on the legal age, whether it's 18, 19, or 21 in the municipality in which the retailer exists and operates, they follow those laws. They don't market to kids. You don't see premium cigars taking out ads or marketing to kids in any way, shape, or form. Period. Does not happen. You don't see little kids outside of an elementary school or outside of high school behind school or in a field or in a playground lighting up a $6, $8, $10, $12 cigar. Doesn't happen. But again, these very well-connected lobbying firms, tobacco-free kids, it sounds so precious, doesn't it? But the reality is they are an enemy of cigar manufacturers. And so cigar manufacturers have had to spend more on lobbying. The FDA deemed that they have the right to oversee cigars. That legislation is still in the courts. It's going back and forth. Nobody knows where that's ending up. That's another three-ring circus going on in Washington. Not only the impeachment process by the Democrats is a clown show and a three-ring freak show circus, so too is what the FDA is doing to cigar manufacturers. And you'd think it would get better under the Trump administration, who believes in less legislation. Here's the problem with that. Presidents come and go. The unelected bureaucrats stay in perpetuity. These are the people that you, the concept, kind of the image you have of a geek bureaucrat sits there with their little pocket protector. They've got a little clock on all of their desks that counts down till the number of years till they can retire and get their government pension. You know, they're trying to get their 25 years in, time they hit 50, whatever. That's their goal in life. Their goal in life isn't to succeed, isn't to be an entrepreneur, isn't to enjoy life. Nope, their goal is just to count down to get that government-funded pension. And as presidents come and go, the bureaucrats stay. And that's exactly what the cigar manufacturers are dealing with right now, a giant bureaucracy that has been created at the FDA. I don't know what there is, 800, 1,200, 1,400 people. It's huge, whatever it is. And they sit there, and their only job is to think of ways that they can make life more difficult for cigar manufacturers, create more regulations, create more hoops for them to go through. So it's not surprising that Rocky Patel is increasing prices. They're not going to be the only one. You are paying not just for the increased cost of production and transportation, but you are paying for the increased cost of having to deal with all the testing and the regulation and all the permitting and licensing that is going to be required in the upcoming years upon the cigar manufacturers by the FDA. It is just ridiculous. We have too much regulation in this country. I always say, isn't it amazing that we shut the government down, yet business continues to perform flawlessly? People still go to work. Government is too big. It's too cumbersome. It's too expensive. It's too intrusive. No matter what the president, President Trump wants to get in, wants to make changes, can't get it done. And it's really disappointing because when you look at the previous FDA commissioner who was brought in, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who in a New York Post editorial came out blatantly and stated that cigars, premium cigars, should not be regulated by the FDA. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Kids don't smoke cigars. You're barking up the wrong tree. And I remember reading that on the air, making big mention of it when he was appointed as the commissioner of the FDA, thinking he's going to do something. Great. He realizes that premium cigars should not be regulated by the FDA. And what did Dr. Scott Gottlieb do? Not a damn thing. He was lame and flaccid and impotent as they come on trying to rein in the tobacco control unit of the FDA. There is the head of the tobacco unit. His name is Mitch Zeller. I call him Mitch Zealot because that's exactly what he is. He is a zealot. Zealot Zeller. Dr. Scott Gottlieb runs the show, or did run the show. Zeller reports to Gottlieb. What did Gottlieb do? Let the bureaucrat run the show. Really unacceptable. Now, somebody that doesn't care about enjoying cigars and being a cigar connoisseur in public, Rudy Giuliani. Now, Rudy, as you know, the former mayor of New York and the personal attorney to President Trump, and sometimes a character that runs his mouth too often at times, especially the last number of months. But interesting story in the New York Post, page 6, their big gossip column, On the eve of the House of Representatives voting on Donald Trump's impeachment, Rudy Giuliani was unperturbed, enjoying a stogie at his cigar club. The former mayor seen in a private back room at the members-only cigar bar, the Grand Havana Room on Fifth Avenue. A spy said, gee, I wonder if this is one of the spies that works in the FBI that illegally enacted some sort of spying operation on Rudy smoking a cigar. Operation Clandestine Puffery, we'll call it. Quote, he was puffing away on a cigar, looking like he didn't have a care in the world. He was in a private room behind a curtain with a few men. Oh, so scandalous. Rudy Giuliani enjoying a cigar with other men. The scandal, the outrage. Ridiculous. Now, Rudy Giuliani loves cigars. In fact, there's a great picture down at Padron headquarters down in Little Havana, Miami, of him coming in and smoking Padron cigars everywhere he goes, different cities. He'll find a local cigar retailer. He's been in Charlotte. He's been here in Tampa. You name it. You'll spot him. He's happy to puff away. I've spoken to him on the phone. He was with my buddy Captain Tsai, and they both had a cigar together. And no problem. And I think it's great that he enjoys cigars. He's not afraid to show that he smokes cigars. How many people? Look at Bill Clinton. He's like, I don't smoke cigars. I just chew on them. Baloney. He smokes cigars. The Secret Service used to run out and buy cigars over at Georgetown Tobacco for him. But, of course, I never smoked them. And if Hillary knew I smoked them, I'd be in real trouble. I don't smoke a cigar. The only time he admitted to smoking a cigar is when one of the pilots that had been shot down, I can't remember where it was, in Bosnia, Herzegovina, wherever, somewhere, he was recovered, and he decided to go out on the balcony and smoke a cigar. That was the only time he publicly admitted to it. And there's speculation that Rudy Giuliani had been at the Grand Havana Room before an explosive interview in 2018. Ooh, so scandalous. Rudy Giuliani going to the Grand Havana Room. Absolutely ridiculous. Those of you that are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, we have a fantastic selection that you will be receiving any day now. In fact, some of you may have already received it. It is the Gurkha Real, introduced to rave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association convention in late June, shipped to retailers in late October. Gurkha Real, a nice, creamy, mild to medium-bodied cigar, great any time of day or night. Morning. If Rudy Giuliani wanted a great cigar in the morning, 7 a.m. for breakfast, at 1 o'clock for lunch, or at 7 o'clock for dinner, or 10 o'clock before going to bed, Gurkha Real would be perfect. Delightful cigar and taste, smoothness. It's not overpowering. Exceptional choice. We have had exceptional selections all year in 2019 of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. We've got exceptional selections coming up in 2020. Go join right now, $22.95 per month. You get three fantastic cigars. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. Join makes a great holiday gift. It is not too late.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
This is Carl Lindebaugh, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town, doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, today I have to admit I come to you with a heavy heart. I have selected the Platinum Nova Sultan. Why? Not only is it a great cigar, but it has special significance today. Yesterday I had to say goodbye and let my longtime canine companion go, Pendragon's Royal Sultan, who is with me over 14 years. A wonderful German Shepherd. Many of you that attended our Pleasure Fests or other live broadcasts or cigar fests saw Sultan as I brought him and met his father, Big Baron from Pendragon Acres Canine. Well, Sultan, he hit his 14th birthday, but the last 6-8 months, he's had a tough time with his mobility, and the last week or so, his mobility really declined. I'm thankful that he was able to be with us for Thanksgiving with Cigar Mother, Cigar Sister, all the other friends, XO Tim, Puff Muffin Lori, other good friends and family. So I had to say goodbye to Sultan. Tough thing to do. It was the right thing to do. I'm going to miss the little guy. But he kind of gave me a look. He said, I could just tell in his eyes that he was tired, he couldn't do it anymore. But I brought another canine companion, Baron, as many of you know, I've talked about. Pendragon's Royal Baron, who is related to Pendragon's Royal Sultan, who was related to Pendragon's Royal Sultan. Bought him, got him about 19 months ago. And Sergeant Steve was there when Mike Gianetti from Pendragon Acres brought him to the Command Center Alpha offices and studios when Baron was a little 8-week-old guy. And Baron met Sultan when Baron was 4 weeks, and they bonded immediately. And I remember bringing Baron home, and Sultan came right over to him, and they became good buddies, fast friends. And Sultan gave me a look almost as if saying, Baron is trained. Baron is ready to be the alpha. He's been the alpha in training. But I'm leaving you in good hands. And I really believe that because I could just see it in his eyes. And Baron, the last few days, been a little different. He's rambunctious as a 21-year-old puppy. But the last few days, he was very close by to Sultan and just really, really sensed that something was amiss, that it was time. And I think Baron now also realized it's time for him to become the alpha. He was the alpha in training. Sultan always the alpha. But Baron the alpha in training and Sultan almost passing the baton saying, Baron's ready. You're in good hands. He's going to be a great canine companion for you. And it's time for me to go. So Sultan, I will miss you, my loyal companion friend, a wonderful dog, loving dog. Everybody that met him absolutely loves Sultan. So the Platinum Nova Sultan. A beautiful cigar. It's a super premium cigar. And it's so appropriate. I remember when I was at the Nova booth this summer, and I went by and I saw their great cigars. It was part of the Officers Club selection in August. But I remember going and saying, oh, look at that Platinum Sultan. And I told them about my dog. And what happens? The next week, they send me a box of the Platinum Nova Sultan. And I smoked it on the show in August, but it's appropriate I smoke it today. It is the Sultan Torpedo Box Press. 6 1/4 inches in length, 55 ring gauge. Just a beautiful, premium, medium to full-bodied cigar. Rolled in the Dominican Republic at the Nova Cigar Factory. The wrapper is an exquisite dark Mexican San Andreas Moron wrapper. The filler and binder, Dominican tobacco. Just a cigar that leaves a ton of flavor. It's box-pressed. It's a beautiful torpedo. All the tobaccos are married. It's very smooth, a rich smoking experience that any time of day you're going to enjoy. Even if you only enjoy a cigar occasionally, yes, it is rich, and yes, it's got a lot of flavor, but that medium to full-bodied smoothness is so enjoyable. I've got it in my hand. It feels great. And from now on, every time I reach for a Platinum Nova Sultan, you can be sure I'm going to be thinking about my departed wonderful, loyal, faithful canine companion for over 14 years, Pendragon's Royal Sultan.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
I have my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I've got in my hand from the Cigar Dave Laboratories, I've got the Mala, the Make America Lightate Again Lightation device. That is front and center, and that's exactly what I will use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, going to cut the perfect cut on this Platinum Nova cigar. And as I look at this cigar, just taking my time, and as is customary here at Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A, when we memorialize, pay tribute to somebody that is no longer with us, we put a cigar in an ashtray at microphone position number 2. And that's what I have done. So I've got a Platinum Nova Sultan cigar sitting in an ashtray right in front of microphone number 2 in memory of my wonderful dog, Sultan, who I will miss tremendously. It's going to be an adjustment. There's no doubt about it. Not only for me, but for the other canine companion, the puppy Baron, as I toast the foot of this Platinum Nova Sultan. Beautiful. Take my time. Puff and rotate. I need a little more butane. Stand by. Good thing I have a can of butane at the ready. At all times. Let me just fill her up a little bit. I thought I had it filled up, but with all the events going on, I did not. So I'm going to fill this up. And the cool thing is I can see in this giant tank there's a small window which shows me exactly when I need to stop refilling. There we go. Now we're properly filled. Start blowing the foot of the cigar. Perfect, even, amber glow. I could have nothing less today than to pay tribute and honor Pendragon's Royal Sultan, my wonderful canine companion. And he always loved coming in my cigar lounge at the Pleasure Palace. He'd poke his nose through the door, come right in, lay next to me, love the aroma cigars, love being next to me, just like Baron. Sultan taught Baron very well. And every time now I enjoy a Platinum Nova Sultan, of course I will think of Pendragon's Royal Sultan. Sultan, I will miss you, my dear friend, no doubt about it.
All right. Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
I was going to say, all right, it is time to have the appropriate accompaniment. And I was thinking, what would go perfectly with this Platinum Nova Sultan? I mean, Sultan, my canine, he was not a five-star. He was a 10-star German Shepherd canine companion all the way. So I need, not only do I have a super premium cigar, I need a super premium spirit that is appropriate and worthy to pair with my Platinum Nova cigar today to pay tribute to Sultan. So, I've pulled the Suerte Extra Añejo. Now, earlier for Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers, I came across this particular tequila. Sommelier Dave brought this and said, you're going to enjoy this. It's the Extra Añejo. It was one of my Cigar Dave's five-star selections. Relatively new tequila house, but very interesting. Because what makes it unique, all their tequilas, is their blue agave. They slow roast for a long time. They crush their blue agave for 16 hours. And then they take the tequila after it's initially aged and they put it into a charred American whiskey oak barrel for 8 years. This tequila is crafted for sipping. It's not inexpensive. It's a super premium tequila. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's in the $110 category. It's not inexpensive, but it's double aged for 8 years. As I pour a little into my snifter here, it's got a nice golden caramel color. Beautiful notes on the nose. Getting a little bit of cinnamon, some vanilla. Very, very nice. And if you don't want to spend $110 for, I think, $45, they've also got their regular Añejo, which is delightful as well. Can't go wrong. Let me say cheers as I raise a glass to Sultan. Oh, delicious. Absolutely magnificent. Some nice maple, a little bit of warmth. There's no bite. I'm getting a little bit of vanilla on here. I'm getting a little apricot. A little bit of sweetness with a little bit of sizzle. It is delicious, and they've got their packaging is very unique. They've got a rabbit, a bunny rabbit, or a hare, if you will, on the bottles. Very interesting. They love their rabbit, apparently, but very, very top-end tequila. The luck of the rabbit, because apparently legend has it that tequila was discovered by a rabbit, and the rabbit was one of 400 living in the agave fields, and long ago levels of intoxication were measured in rabbits. One rabbit meant you had a little bit, 400 mean you were extremely inebriated. So consequently, there's a lot of little tales of the rabbit, and that's exactly what they have on the Suerte Extra Añejo tequila. So I'll take a puff now of my Nova Platinum Sultan. Beautiful. And you're looking at about $17. suggested retail for this cigar. I will take a sip of my Suerte Extra Añejo. Absolutely magnificent. So I pay tribute to my now departed, wonderful, loyal, faithful canine companion of over 14 years, Pendragon's Royal Sultan. Rest in peace, my wonderful friend.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gurkha Real. This new cigar is covered with a beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, giving it a smooth, mild to medium smoke. Officers Club members are some of the first to try these sticks. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com. Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the most wonderful time of the show. When the general is gripping a stick for a clipping, and that's when you know it's the most wonderful time of the show. It's the happiest segment of all.
Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Holiday Singers.
And long ashes greetings when lieutenants call. It's the happiest segment of all. There'll be cigars for clipping and cognac for sipping from Tampa to San Diego. It's all over the nation, it's Cigar Litation, it's right here on your radio. It's the most wonderful time of the show. So go through your selection and choose with affection, cause everyone knows it's the most wonderful time of the show.
As we are full holiday mode, Hanukkah begins tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, Tuesday night, Christmas Wednesday, and then we have New Year's coming upon us the week after, and we are ready next Saturday for Cigar Dave's Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine 2020 Tasting Maneuvers with Sommelier Dave. We will have Princess Debbie and a special guest. We will have Celine Vipperman from one of the well-known champagne houses in France from the Champagne region. So we are very excited about that. Great show. We'll prepare you properly with great champagne and sparkling wine suggestions, as well as great champagne and sparkling wine cocktails as we ring in 2020. I remember when it was 1999, the entire year leading up to the new millennium, and everybody was talking about whether our light switches would work, our cars would start, our computers would work, you know, Y2K. And then all of a sudden it comes upon us and we're saying, wow, how weird. We're going from 1999 to 2000 and how weird it was. And it's hard to believe that that's 20 years ago. Have no clue where the time went, but boy, it has sure flown by. So savor it, enjoy it. That's our motto here at the Cigar Dave Show. We work hard, we need to play hard, enjoy the good life. We are not here for a long time, we are here for a good time. Let me bring up our good friend Barack Hussein Obama. I, of course, say that facetiously. But let me bring up something he said. Again, we are seeing now not only a war on men by women, by the feminists, we're seeing a war on men by men who have been brainwashed by the feminists. Case in point, Barack Obama. During a private speech in Singapore this week, according to BBC News, attributed most of the world's problems to old men. This past Monday, private speech in Singapore. Wonder how much he got for that. I'll say $50,000. Higher. Remember the on The Price is Right, Bob Barker, they had the higher-lower game where basically you'd have to give you a product. This is a box of Rice-A-Roni. It's the San Francisco treat. This box of Rice-A-Roni is tasty. It's delicious. And you can have it if it's the correct price. So you'd have to say higher or lower. You know, you'd start $199, higher, $250, lower, $230, higher. You know, so you'd play that game. So let's play the how much do you think Barack Hussein Obama got for his speech in Singapore to bash men. $100,000, higher. $200,000, higher. $500,000, lower. $350,000, lower. $250,000, higher. $270,000, higher. $290,000, lower. I'd say the answer is probably in the $270,000 category, maybe $300,000. Nobody knows for sure, but for him to travel, of course, I'm sure private jet. Mister, I'm so worried about climate change that he travels by private jet everywhere. No problem. I have no problem with it, but I have a problem when they jump up and down and kvetch about climate change, and who just bought a $13 million Martha's Vineyard estate at sea level. This is the same guy, the same president that said climate change, literally in a couple of years, Miami Beach is going to be submerged and our coastal areas are going to be submerged underwater unless we do something. He's so worried about climate change and the rapidly rising sea levels that he bought a $13 million house. He spent $13 million large on a house at sea level. So if he's not worried about it, my fellow alphas, you shouldn't be worried about it either, because we all know climate change is a crock of poppycock. We know that. It's not about climate change. It's not about temperatures. It's about wealth transfer, pure and simple. That we know. But according to people at the speech by Barack Obama, he said, if you look at the world and look at the problems, it's usually old people, usually old men not getting out of the way. Well, the last time I looked, Barack Obama, when you look at him, he's pretty gray. He's not exactly a 20-year-old spring chicken. His speech revolved around leadership. He added that women are not perfect, but indisputably better than men. I disagree with that. There are some men that are better than women. There are some women that are better than men. You can't make a blanket statement. You can't say every woman is smarter than men. Every man is smarter than a woman. You can't make a blanket statement. But this is what happens when the male species has been brainwashed the last 40 years into thinking that men or women are superior to men, that men should be submissive to women, that men are the cause of all the world's problems. He goes on to say, I'm absolutely confident that for 2 years, if every nation on earth was run by women, you'd see a significant improvement across the board on just about everything, living standards and outcomes. Really, there are loads of political leaders across the world that are flops. Angela Merkel is one of them. There's been plenty of others in history. He's previously shared his similar thoughts on women in leadership in July 2018. He urged more women to get involved in politics, saying that men have been getting on my nerves lately. Every day I read the newspaper and I just think, like, brothers, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? I mean, we're violent. We're bullying, you know, just not handling our business. So I think empowering more women on the continent, that right away is going to lead to some better policies. Really? Isn't it amazing that he's bashing men? What's wrong with us? This is what's happening. The women want to make men believe, and the male species believe, that we're the cause of all the problems from the time that we're born. We are sexual predators waiting to be unleashed. This is fabricated. It's nonsense. And this self-male bashing has got to end. Barack Obama, let me tell you, Barack Obama is whipped. Michelle Obama, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Barack is pee-whipped to the max, to the nth degree. No ifs, ands, or buts. He doesn't take a leak if Michelle Mybelle says you can do it. It is pathetic. We are proud to be alpha males. We are submissive to no one. We do not subjugate ourselves to anyone. We do not have a inferiority complex. We know we're smart. We know we're intelligent. We're proud to be successful. We're proud to be alpha males. We don't apologize for it. Barack Obama, not an alpha male. His middle name and middle initial should be B. Barack B. Obama for beta, because that's exactly what he is. Worst president in the history of the United States has a problem with the male species. He's got a problem with himself. He's the problem, not us. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression Show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Hawaii, Honolulu, and Maui are some of our top destinations, as well as Florida beyond Orlando. We're seeing Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Tampa are all very popular.
And Hall says if you're flying, pack your patience and expect crowded terminals. And if you're driving, he says you'll have a lot of company as well, but you're going to be paying less for gas, $2.55 a gallon on average for regular. Highest prices in California, $3.59, Mississippi at $2.21. Six people are dead, 13 others injured following a fire this morning in a three-story apartment complex near downtown Las Vegas. Cause of the fire under investigation, but fire officials say it appears accidental. It says it looks like somebody used a stove in one of the apartments. Residents say they use stoves all the time to keep warm because the building lacks heat. 35 people were displaced. Big holiday shopping weekend, especially today.
It's called Super Saturday, and it's a super long shopping day at Macy's Herald Square. Store hours are 8 a.m. until 2 a.m. for last-minute shoppers like Ken Moreau.
I'm shell-shocked still, so we just finished going into Macy's. I think 8 a.m. is the best time to go. 2 a.m. doesn't work. It's a bit crazy.
But he has a plan.
The plan is as soon as we're done talking to you to find the next closest store we walk by and see what we see.
The National Retail Federation expects nearly 148 million people to shop Super Saturday.
And you're also in some stores opening their doors and staying open for 24 hours between now and Christmas just to get those last-minute shoppers through the door. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Matching Walker here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Nine people died today during clashes between demonstrators and police in northern India, raising the nationwide death toll in protests against the new citizenship law to 23. Saleem Engineer teaches at New Delhi University.
This is a discriminatory act, and this discriminates between citizens based on religion. And therefore, they want to divide the Indian society based on religion. They want to create a separation and a distance and a hate amongst the communities. So this kind of politics we will not allow.
The ongoing backlash against the law marks the strongest show of dissent against the Hindu nationalist government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since he was first elected in 2014. Prince Philip's in the hospital. Queen Elizabeth's 98-year-old husband admitted to a London hospital today for what Buckingham Palace calls precautionary measure. More at townhall.com. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will not consider a pardon request from a man convicted of rape and murder when he was a teenager and whose story was documented in a 2015 Netflix series entitled Making a Murderer.
A letter released Friday says the request from Brendan Dassey filed in October does not meet the criteria for a pardon consideration because he has not completed his prison sentence and he is required to register as a sex offender. Advocates have been clamoring for Dassey to be freed but ran out of options in the courts after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear his latest appeal. Patrick Frost reporting.
Ford is recalling more than 600,000 mid-sized sedans because of a brake problem that can increase stopping distance and possibly cause a crash. The recall covers certain 2006 through 2010 Ford Fusion, Mercury Milans, and Lincoln MKZ cars. Owners will be notified starting the week of January 13th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers fully underway as I take a puff of my Platinum Nova Sultan Cigar. Super premium cigar, as I pay tribute to my wonderful canine companion, Sultan, that I had to say goodbye to yesterday after 14 years of being together. And I'm going to take a sip of some Suerte Extra Añejo Tequila as well. Raise a glass to it. A perfect pairing indeed, knowing that Sultan, my canine companion, will always watch over me, no ifs, ands, or buts. As always, in this hour, we are going to get to a cornucopia of items, some related to Alpha Pleasure, some that are politically incorrect, and some that involve topics that vegans will hate. Too bad. And we welcome you back to hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. As always, do not forget, go to CigarDave.com. Upper right-hand corner, make sure you follow me on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Never know when I'm going to tweet, when I'm going to comment. It's always politically incorrect. I tell you that right now. So if you want somebody that's going to be vanilla right down the middle, forget it. Not going. Don't even bother following me. If you don't want to be entertained, if you don't want to hear commentary that is truthful, that is to the point, forget it. Don't even bother following me. But if you want it, go to CigarDave.com, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave, Instagram Cigar Dave. I saw this story. I've had this story as we approach year end, and next year or next week we'll be conducting Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. And then we're on hiatus until January 11th. And actually we're going to rerun the champagne and sparkling wine tasting show the first Saturday of January, giving everybody here at the Alpha Male Entertainment Network a little bit of R&R as we get ready to go into 2020. But I have a couple of stories, a whole bunch of items that have been just hanging around that I just couldn't get the amount right. Just I was busy. There was other programs we're doing, whether it's Bourbon Heritage Month or Cigar Oktoberfest or Turkey Maneuvers, you name it. But this one has been holding. I've been holding for a while. This is a classic. Swiss aerial team gets lost. Accidentally performs for yodeling festival. You can't make this up. The Swiss aerial team gave an accidental performance to a yodeling festival. And I think I've had this. I'm trying to remember. This is back, I think, late summer. Because of a navigational error. Note to self. Do not ever trust the Swiss Air Force or the Swiss aerial team to guide you in the right direction. But the Patrouille Suisse, the aerobatic team of the Swiss Air Force, the Swiss equivalent of the Blue Angels. Sergeant Steve, I wonder, how many planes do you think they have in the Swiss Air Force?
I couldn't imagine many.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, first of all, they're always neutral. So the question is, if they're neutral, they don't even need to fight technically. So I am looking right now at their current inventory of aircraft. They have a grand total of two combat aircraft, or different types of aircraft, but it doesn't say, they got 29 Northrop F-5s, 6 are assigned to the Petruis Swiss demonstration team, which apparently they have no navigational equipment on board because they got lost. They have, 25 Boeing F-18s. They have a total of 3 reconnaissance airplanes. They have a total of 16, 17, 19, 21 transport airplanes, and they have a whole bunch of helicopters. And then they have about 40 training aircraft. Clearly, they do not have navigational equipment in the training aircraft. Otherwise, the Swiss aerial team, the Patrouille Swiss, would not have gotten lost and performed for a yodeling festival. They're known for their air shows demonstrations, according to their website, but the planes have not had their onboard navigational equipment updated in, 40 years. Now, think about this for a second. If they have not updated their navigational equipment in 40 years, that means they do not have GPS, which is the worldwide standard now for aviation navigation. And before that, they didn't have Loran-C, which was used prior to GPS. 40 years. That is unreal. No wonder they got lost. This error caused the team to perform 4 miles away from the intended location at a local yodel festival.
Can you hear the yodeling over the airplanes, though?
I think maybe what they should have done, think about this. They should have brought some of the yodelers 4 miles to where they really should have been performing and saying, don't worry about following your 40-year-old navigation equipment. Just listen for the yodelers. If you get enough yodelers yodeling at the right time, you will find the right location. Now, think about this for a second. Let's say they're in the unlikely event Switzerland goes to war. And let's say they have to they go to war with Germany. And they have to drop bombs somewhere. Do you want 40-year-old navigation equipment in your Air Force fighters? And let's say there's a strategic target. They're the target where the Germans are shooting all their rockets, their munitions, their mortars, everything from one location. You've got to hit that target. You've got, a total of 54 planes in your Air Force. You got to hit the target. If you're 4 miles away, you lose the war, Switzerland gets wiped out. How do you not upgrade your navigational equipment in 40 years?
That's what happens when you never take a side. You don't think you have to upgrade.
That's exactly right. So the team prepared for the mission by looking at a map. A measurement of 1 centimeter equals 1 kilometer, which takes about 5 seconds of flight time, according to a military spokesman. The team was expected to perform at the centenary of Oscar Bide, a pioneer Swiss aviator. The planes were expected to fly for 15 minutes, accompanying a memorial service and musical entertainment. The lead pilot apparently saw the yodeling festival on the ground and mistook it for their destination. That's brilliant. So if they're 4 miles off target, in a real war, they could be screwed. The performance was done with a fleet of Tiger F-5 aircraft. They don't have GPS, no modern technology. It was a simple flyover, not a military flight demonstration. For a simple flyover, they don't have any personnel on the ground assisting the pilot. However, according to the Swiss Air Force spokesperson, after this incident, we now are contemplating this for future flyovers. Here's a better idea. How about you install GPS that every general aviation aircraft in the world has now, and every military aircraft? Install GPS. It's amazing. Install it. You got loads of money. You can just tap into all those Swiss bank accounts that are being hidden over in Switzerland. Unbelievable. Apparently, though, the people from the yodeling festival said the Air Force did put on a great show. Unfortunately, the people that were supposed to get the show didn't see it. In any event, the Swiss aerial team gets lost performing for a yodeling festival. As soon as I saw that, I said, I got to bring that up. As an aviator myself, as a pilot, I can tell you, you don't want to be 4 miles off when you're landing at an airport. You don't want to be 4 miles off when it comes to navigation. You want to be precise. There's not a 4 mile margin of error. It's kind of like when a few years ago, MacDill Air Force Base, which is very close to where Command Center Alpha is located. MacDill Air Force Base has a humongous main runway. One primary runway, it's, I think, 12,000 feet. So it's 2.5 miles long. It's at the southern tip of Tampa. You cannot miss it. Surrounded by Tampa Bay, water on three sides. You can't miss it. Well, an Air Force C-5 Galaxy, this is a number of years ago. Got to be, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And Sergeant Steve, I know the video's on YouTube. So we'll pull the, we'll post the video of this C-5, I think it was a C-5, landing at Peter O'Knight Airport, which is on Davis Island, which is a very small general aviation airport just south of downtown. It's like not even a half mile, a mile from downtown Tampa. Great airport. Every so often you'll see a small jet fly in there. It's primarily for propeller airplanes, turboprops, King Airs fly in there. But it's very convenient to downtown. I've flown in and out of there myself many times. Great little airport. But you cannot mistake the 3,000-foot runway at Peter O'Knight Airport from the 12,000-foot runway at MacDill, which is, let's see, MacDill Airport is probably about, I would say, 2.5 nautical miles from Peter O'Knight. Again, any trained pilot, whether it's general aviation, military, commercial, you always load in, even if it's a clear day. I'm a pilot myself. Anytime it's a clear day, could care less, I always load the instrument approach, if there is an instrument approach for the runway I'm flying to. And virtually every runway that I fly into, even general aviation airports, has a instrument approach. You always load it. So that way you always make sure you're lining up on the right runway. But even if you didn't know that there was another airport that, and you look on a map, you see that there's a smaller airport, you see that there's MacDill Air Force Base, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it. Even if you're coming in on a clear visual day, you cannot mistake a 3,000-foot runway for a 12,000-foot runway. But after a long flight, I think it was, I don't know, 10, 12 hours, the crew of the Air Force C-5 Galaxy transport plane mistook and landed at the wrong airport. They landed on a 3,000-foot runway, and there were people on the ground, couldn't believe it. They're watching this plane come in. People were quick enough to get their phones out and start recording video. They couldn't believe it. Well, to get a C-5 Galaxy transport plane out of a 3,000-foot runway, a little bit less than that, actually. I think it's 2,800 feet, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe 3,000, whatever it is. They had to offload a ton of fuel, offload all the cargo. They had to make it as light as possible, and there was a big deal when they had to take off. Now, I'm sure the crew was reprimanded. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But they had to get that plane out of there. So every news TV newscast, newspaper, everybody was there. Aviation enthusiasts, everybody's there at the airport taking the video. And people are saying, how is this thing going to get off? That's going to be a tight squeeze. Well, he got right to the very end of that runway. And again, they took almost all the fuel out. They took everything that wasn't necessary out of that plane, because they needed to get that need to be as light as possible to get enough lift to get out of that runway. They gunned those, I mean, full max power at the end of the runway. Those four jet engines were all spooled up. They released the brakes. I'm telling you, it rotated. It lifted off with maybe 150 feet to spare, if that. It barely cleared it, but they made it. But the moral of the story, make sure you have the proper navigation equipment. Make sure you land at the right airport or perform at the right festival. It's always a good idea, in my estimation. Let's talk about our good friend, CCDQ. Sergeant Steve, who do you think is CCDQ? Any idea?
CCDQ. I have no idea.
That would be the climate change drama queen, Greta Thunberg, the one who is angry at all the world of climate change, Miss Melodramatic actress. Sergeant Steve, I think we have Greta at one of her speeches in front of the UN when she was in the United States earlier in the fall, where she was just outraged. How dare you?
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
Wait, I'm going to stand up here. Wait, I'm standing up. Outstanding, standing ovation. What a performance. Worthy of an Academy Award, an Oscar. Outstanding. What great drama. How dare you? Ecosystems are dying. People are being extinct. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's a load of nonsense. Now, this is the same girl who doesn't take airplanes. Well, actually, she did fly back to Europe, but they bought carbon offsets. This is the girl who is being propped, being used as a prop by her parents, by these activists, and as soon as they're done with her, when she's no longer cute anymore, boom, you're gone, you're fired, you're out. Well, she tweeted something. The little 16-year-old climate change activist, CCDQ, the climate change drama queen, who has been skipping school and accusing every world leader of doing nothing. Well, she was at the UN climate conference in Madrid, and she was taking a train, apparently, back to her native Sweden. Yeah, I'm going to have some Swedish meat. How dare you not serve me Swedish meatballs? How dare you? How dare you serve me Italian meatballs or American meatballs and not Swedish meatballs? How dare you? Well, she posts a tweet, a picture of her on a German train, a Deutsche train on Deutsche Bahn, the German state railway company, on a Deutsche Bahn train. And she is sitting on the floor next to, like, five different suitcases. Now, if she's so worried about climate change, shouldn't she travel lighter, maybe with one suitcase, therefore less weight, using less fuel on a train or on an airplane? I'm just bringing that up. But she had, like, five different suitcases, and she tweets out the following. Traveling on overcrowded trains through Germany, and I'm finally on my way home! Exclamation point. Well, the way she made it seem, there is no seats for her. It's overcrowded. It's not comfortable. Poor little Greta. How dare you? How dare you, Deutsche Bahn, make me sit on the floor with my suitcases and luggage as I travel back in a climate change, eco-friendly way to my native Sweden. How dare you? While people are sitting down, I am sitting on the floor. How dare you? Well, not so fast, my friends. As Paul Harvey would say, page two, there's more to the story. Deutsche Bahn, the German state railway company, tweeted back. They weren't going to just be sitting down on the floor with her, taking it lightly. Dear Greta, they said, thank you for supporting our railway in the fight against climate change! Exclamation point. We are happy that you traveled with us in the ICE 174. I think that's either the type of train or the train number. And that with 100% eco-electricity. It would have been better if you had also mentioned how friendly and competent the team looked after you in your seat in first class. Boom! Oh! As Andrew Dice Clay would say, ooh, that's going to hurt. That's going to leave a mark. That's going to be painful, little Greta. Greta had a seat in first class. She didn't tell you that, did she? Nope, she takes the picture sitting on the floor of the train, talking about the fact that it's overcrowded, yet she had a ticket purchased in first class. And when you have a first class seat, you're guaranteed a seat. Period. Now, I understand that there are complaints about overcrowded trains in Germany and apparently in other railways in Europe. But when you pay the extra money for a first class seat, you are sitting in a first class seat. So please, Greta, spare us the nonsense. Spare us the drama. How dare you, Greta? How dare you lie to us and say you are sleeping, you are sitting on the floor in an overcrowded train when you knowingly had a first-class ticket? How
dare you? How dare you? As people were actually thinking, poor little Greta. You are having to sit on the floor when you lied to us. How dare you?
So little Greta Thunberg, willing to bend the truth, willing to lie, after some serious backlash on Twitter, she made clear that she had only been on the floor for part of her journey. Really, no kidding. And that overcrowded trains were a fact, a great sign, because that means that the demand for travel, train travel, is high. And Greta Thunberg loves to point her finger, or I should say her handlers writing speeches in which she memorizes, pointing faults in the world and the society, and her entire mission is we're all evil. Everything needs to be changed, that we're angry, everything is wrong. In fact, she co-wrote, supposedly, an op-ed co-signed by two other people. And this is what, here's an excerpt. The climate crisis is not just about the environment. Oh, really? No kidding. Even though you say it's all about the ecosystems and the world is too high, we need to get it below 1.5 centigrade, not 3 degrees centigrade, or we're all going to die and we're all going to melt and the polar ice caps are going to... That's what Al Gore said. In 10 years, by the year 2000, all the polar ice caps are going to be melted and we're all going to be swimming underwater in the United States. That hasn't happened, Al. But yet, you still live in your 10 houses, your big mansions, and traveling private air transportation. Don't lecture us, Al. So as they say, she says in this op-ed she co-signed, the climate crisis is not just about the environment. It is a crisis of human rights, of justice, and of political will. Colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. We need to dismantle them all. Our political leaders can no longer shirk their responsibilities. Well, we have to hand it to her PR team and her handlers, because there's no way a 16-year-old girl would say in a sentence, colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. I know of no 16-year-old that has ever used the terms colonial, racist, patriarchal systems in a sentence, period. She travels around the world, skipping school, gets into the United Nations. When President Trump was going to speak to the United Nations or had some meetings, there along the front row, right at the front of the line, was little Greta Thunberg. Gee, think they're not making her handlers using her for a political statement? This is not about climate change. The Earth temperature is fine. It's all nonsense. Remember, the Earth has been around for, what, 5 million years, 10 million years? Climatological records have only been kept for, what, 120 years? We're a blip in the total lifespan of the world's existence, the planet's existence. Please. Enough with the melodrama. Enough with the fear. Enough with the nonsense. But it goes to show you, if you tell a lie often enough, stupid people will believe it. We got a lot of stupid people on the planet.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gurkha Real. This new cigar is covered with a beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, giving it a smooth, mild to medium smoke. Officers Club members are some of the first to try these sticks. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Linda está aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Hanukkah linda está aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelicas para mí. Muchas fiestas voy a hacer.
Awesome, and the Simtones, ocho candelicas. As we get ready to celebrate Hanukkah tomorrow night at sundown, first night of Hanukkah, first candle is lit, and that coincides with the first night of the Festival of Litation. There's the Festival of Lights and the Festival of Litation. Eight cigars over eight nights coinciding with Hanukkah, our tradition. And ocho candelicas, Spanish to English, eight candles. Eight candles for Hanukkah. Eight cigars on the Festival of Litation. So we start Hanukkah tomorrow night. Christmas Eve is Tuesday night, Christmas Wednesday, and I think we need to queue up Frank, give Christmas some equal time here. And only Frank Sinatra can sing Jingle Bells in a cool, hip way.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
I'll tell you, the chairman of the board, Frank, can make Jingle Bells sound cool. Same thing with Dean Martin, and we'll wrap it up with some Dean Martin and the Cigar Day and Frankie Sinatra and the Cigar Dave Holiday Singers for the last segment coming up in just a bit. This is a classic. Now, you know I love calling women dames, elegant women. And I think to a degree, I am, and I think many of us alphas, while we love being in the 21st century with technology, there's a part of us that still likes going retro. You know, you look at the 50s and the 60s with the Rat Pack, the way Vegas used to be, when men were men, dames were dames, before all the feminist nonsense and all the toxic masculinity nonsense started occurring. When boys were boys, men were men. When it was no, it really wasn't a men and the male species were not looked down upon as evil. And I think back when I talk to various people, I always tell people, I say, listen, you think of Vegas, you think of the Rat Pack. Those guys knew how to live. They worked hard. They knew how to play hard. They enjoyed life. They ran fast. They ran heavy. There's no doubt about it. But they also knew how to treat their dames properly. They knew how to treat their dames well. Everywhere they went, Sinatra, Dean Martin, they'd go out, they'd be buying people drinks. They treated dames with politeness, with manners. They were gentlemen. They were mensches. Now, I like calling elegant women dames. It's funny. The only women who have a problem with it are the feminists that think it's derogatory. But it's not. When you look at dame in the dictionary, to me, that's an elegant, classy, sophisticated, refined woman. So when I see an elegant, sophisticated, refined woman, when you think of some of the great women that are elegant from Hollywood or even just out and about, I say, now that is a classy dame. Now, to me, when I use the term broad, that is derogatory. In that, to me, a broad is a tough woman, a nasty woman, just a pain in the ass, naggy. You know, when you think of feminists with all the facial hair, they're ugly broads. But when you think of elegant women, you're a hot dame. And I say that all the time. I look at women and I'll be out and about and I'll say, you know what? You are a classy dame. You pull off. I love the dress. I love the shoes. Total dame. And you know what they do? They look at me and they go, oh my, that is such an honor. Even younger women appreciate that. The ones that don't appreciate it are the ones that have a feminist bug up their posterior. They've got anything. If you tell any of these women, you give them a compliment, they take it the wrong way. I will tell you the overwhelming majority of women, when you compliment them, and you do it sincerely. I'm not saying to BS them or trying to get down their pants, but if you're genuine and you see a woman out and about and she's got a great set of shoes. Women love to be complimented on shoes, by the way, or their dress or their scarf. To me, when a woman wears a scarf, very elegant, a very nice accoutrement to the outfit. I see a woman and I say, that is so refined and sophisticated. I love the scarf. And the shoes, sweetheart, absolutely magnificent. You pull it off beautifully. What an elegant dame. And they all look at me and go to hug me or say, oh, how nice. If a woman smells nice, what's the perfume you're wearing? That smells delicious. Oh, thank you so much. That's so... Dames wear perfume. So we see that many alphas, we're not afraid to compliment women. We're not afraid to buy women drinks. We're not afraid to be alphas. We're totally comfortable with our masculinity. And being an alpha male, part of the definition means you're not a Neanderthal. You're not a boor in your behavior. You treat women elegantly, properly. You open doors. You pull the chair. You treat them elegantly. You order for them. You make sure they're properly taken care of. That's what an alpha male does. And there may be some people that don't understand what being an alpha male is. There's a lot of beta males. There are a lot of men, millennials, that don't understand because they've never been brought up around it. I receive emails from many listeners, and I have in the past, that say, I really wasn't brought up around it, but I listen to you, General, and you are dead nuts on. You are 100% correct. I've taken advice and tips from you. Be proud to be an alpha male. Just like women should be proud to take care of their men. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's a perfect example. This is a story in the New York Post. Headline, woman quits job to spoil husband like a 1950s housewife. And there's a picture of Katrina Holt and her husband Lars Holt. They're turning back the clock, the way she's dressing, everything. And I want to give some excerpts on this article. Katrina Holt is not a modern woman. After 3 years of happy marriage and getting stressed out by her job, she decided to turn back time in 2018 and live like a 1950s housewife. That's when Holt, 30, transformed her Hillsboro, Oregon home into a suburban shrine to the pre-ERA era, where she busies herself cleaning, making dresses using vintage patterns, and getting dinner on the table by the time her husband, Lars, 28, gets home from his job as an engineering manager. I feel like I'm living now, living how I always wanted to. It's my dream life, and my husband shares my vision, she says, as a vinyl Doris Day soundtrack plays in the background. Now, talk about an elegant dame in her day, Doris Day. Doris Day exuded class, elegance, sophistication, refined, total dame. You watch some of those movies, go find Pillow Talk with Rock Hudson. By the way, who knew Rock Hudson turned out the way he did? Who knew? You looked at him and you said, now there's an alpha. There's 100% hetero. Who the hell knew? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but who knew? Doris Day, total elegance. So Katrina Holt continues to say, it's a lot of work. I do tons of dishes, laundry, and ironing, but I love it. And it's helping to take care of my husband, and that makes me really happy. And she says, I look at everything that's happening in the world now. I feel like I belong in a nicer, more old-fashioned time. I agree with old-fashioned values, like being a housewife, taking care of your family, nurturing the people in it, and keeping your house in excellent condition so everyone feels relaxed. And she, of course, got her husband's permission before she left the workforce. Her husband said, if you want to be a full-time homemaker, that's fine. And she basically lays out her husband's clothes every morning, prepares his breakfast, packs his lunch. She does exercises. She then, after her workout, heads upstairs, puts on full face of vintage makeup. She's got her eyebrows, traditional hot curlers to curl her hair. She wants to look her best for her husband. She does the laundry, dusting and sweeping. Everything's kept in place. Everything's tidy. Everything smells fresh. Then she starts to make dinner at 4 o'clock to ensure everything is ready when her husband, Lars, arrives home from work. I love that. Holt actually says, when my husband comes home, I like hanging up his coat. I like being the traditional housewife. I like serving him a refreshing glass of water, a plate of snacks, before putting the finishing touches on her entree. You got to love this. And she says, the bottom line, a man needs his wife to make him feel spoiled every once in a while. Besides, that's the payoff. Because he makes a lot more money than I do, he works very long hours and makes my dreams come true. So I try to make his dream come true. It's an equal partnership. Now, of course, you're going to have many feminists outraged, jumping up and down. How dare Katrina Holt turn back the hands of time? How dare she not work? How dare she put her man first? How dare she clean the house? How dare she make dinner for him? Here's the little secret. The prop of bull, the line of bull that the feminists have been selling for umpteen years, a lot of women finally came to the realization that, hey, that's not what I want. They said every woman should be a career woman. Every woman should be out in the workforce. Well, I know a lot of women who were professionals who said, look, if I have the opportunity, if my husband can work and I don't have to work and I can stay home with our kids and do the carpool and make dinner, I'm perfectly content with that. It's not for everybody. And I'm not saying that every woman should do that. Some women, like this woman, Katrina Holt, wants to do that. Now, there's something special when a man walks home, the cocktail is ready, prop his feet up, dinner is ready, massage his shoulders. Well, that's what happens to me every night when the harem, the F-32, ready to go, ready to make sure that I am properly relieved of all stress, properly comfortable, properly ready for the evening. It's a beautiful thing. And is there anything so wrong with wanting to go back to retro year, to the 50s or 60s? Look, we as alphas, I think when you look at the elegance of those times when you walked into Vegas casinos, everybody had a tuxedo on. Everybody knew how to dress. Everybody looked good.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it. The oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
As we wrap up 2019, we have had a magnificent year of Cigar Dave Officers Club selections, and we wrap up 2019 with a fantastic new cigar for December 2019. It is the Gurkha Real, introduced to rave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association convention in late June and shipped to retailers a few months ago. The Gurkha Real is the perfect any time of day cigar. Mild to medium in body, Gurkha Real delivers a nice, creamy, consistent, smooth taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness, a cigar that you can enjoy anytime, any day. The Gurkha Real, the December 2019 Officers Club selection. For 2020, we've got fantastic cigars lined up. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. $22.95 per month gets you fantastic cigars, three per month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. You will love the cigars.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hanukkah begins tomorrow night at sunset, the Festival of Lights. 8 nights of Hanukkah candles that coincides with the Festival of Lightation that we celebrate here on the Cigar Dave Show. 8 nights of different cigars at sundown every night, my fellow alphas and lieutenants. You should conduct lightation maneuvers for your favorite cigar or one of the 8 selections. I've got some great selections that I have come up with. We like to vary it up, mild, medium, full, different countries, different sizes. So the Festival of Lightation, you will find it at CigarDave.com and, of course, our social media. So go to CigarDave.com right now. Make sure you follow us on social media. Go to the upper right-hand corner, and you can follow us. And, by the way, in early 2020, come January, we will have a new and improved CigarDave.com. Got to keep things fresh. Got to make sure it always looks state-of-the-art and current. Sergeant Steve has been working on it. I've seen the prototypes looking absolutely fantastic. So, Festival of Lightation, Hanukkah starts tomorrow night, and it's time now to introduce, for their final performance tonight, or today, I should say, Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers, Happy Humidors.
Happy Humidors, while the general keeps clipping. Happy humidors to you.
Yo, you girls are singing the wrong lyrics there.
It's the humidor season, and Cigar Dave is coming round. Bundles of sticks that he's got by the pound. And when the general passes them round, we're gonna light them up and burn them down.
Yeah, we'll light them up and burn them down.
It's the humidor season, and a Cigar Dave, looking resplendent, is gonna bring a stick to every lieutenant. He's the smoking superintendent, so light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, light him up and burn him down.
He sips the best cognac, drives Cadillacs. He stands up when the flag unfurls. He smokes the finest dicks, dates the hottest chicks. The ones we call the harem girls. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doop and dickery-date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. When we get together and all light tape, we're gonna light 'em up and burn 'em down. He got a girl so stacked you'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
She never makes him beg or plead. She ain't no stinking hick. She's a classy chick, known for generosity. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
Now, you chicks are starting to tick me off. Degree date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. So when we get together and all I date, we're gonna light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up and burn 'em down. Happy humidors. No. Happy humidors. That's not right.
Happy
humidors to you. Happy humidor. It's humidor. It's humidor. Happy humidor. Come on, please. That's it. You chicks aren't getting paid. No Christmas bonus for you.
Well, maybe I'll come in and give them the Christmas bonus. Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Holiday Singers. Again, as we get ready to celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas starting tomorrow night and Tuesday night, Christmas Eve. Real quickly here, Boeing. As you know, I've been going after Boeing hard, and I have been saying from the beginning, if the Boeing Board of Directors wanted to solve the problem, the first thing they should do is get rid of the problem, and that's Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg. They stripped him of his chairmanship. But he's still the CEO. He's an engineer that basically said, let's start cutting quarters on the 737 MAX. And there's a litany of problems with the 737 MAX. But Boeing announced they are suspending 737 MAX production in January. They are sitting on 400 unsold 737 MAXs that cannot be sold. They're not airworthy. And you can be sure that the FAA, which had a meeting with Boeing and the International Aviation Regulatory Agencies, are saying, Boeing, you're not dictating anything to us. We're not going to let that plane back in the air until it's 100% ready to go. And I will tell you, even then, they'll make sure it is properly inspected. But I believe it is an inherently unstable aircraft. That's why they put the MCAS system on there, the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System. You wouldn't need it if it was a stable airplane. They went to the 737 well one too many times. And this is going to have a huge ripple in the economy. Boeing is the largest exporter in the world. And they employ 12,000 workers at the 737 assembly plant in Renton, Washington. They say they're going to reassign those workers, but it's going to ripple through. GE said it's going to shave off $1.4 billion of their cash flow this year in 2019. Other suppliers, there's 600-some-odd suppliers, they're going to get nailed as well. It's unfortunate. Boeing, do the right thing. Fire Dennis Muilenburg. Bring in some top executives. Clean the problem up. It's unacceptable. All right. Next week, Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Be sure to join us. Cigar Dave, the General. Say, Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies to pleasure. Happy Hanukkah to all tomorrow night. Festival of Lightation starts tomorrow as well. Merry Christmas as well. And a special thought for my wonderful, loyal canine companion of 14 years, Pendragon's Royal Sultan. Rest in peace, buddy. I will miss you forever.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
30 to 35 people displaced.
Las Vegas Fire and Rescue spokesman Timothy Zmanski said the origin of the three-story apartment complex appears to have been a stove in one of the apartments. And a lot of residents were telling firefighters that they use stoves to keep warm because the apartment building has no heat. President Trump took time from his holiday at Mar-a-Lago Saturday to address the annual Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach. A number of high-profile conservative talk hosts, politicians, and authors were speaking over the 3 days. The affair ends tomorrow, just shortly after lunch. There's a new poll that shows less than half of all Americans say President Trump should be removed from office following his impeachment last week.
Democrats may have been successful in impeaching Donald Trump, but there's little appetite nationwide for the president to be convicted in a Senate trial and removed from office. That's the finding of a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. A slight majority of Americans believe the president abused his office and obstructed Congress. However, only 42% of respondents, mostly Democrats, say Congress should convict and remove the president. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, hours after she voted to remove him from office, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited President Trump to deliver his State of the Union address February 4th. Senate impeachment trial is expected to begin in January, but no date's been set. British lawmakers Friday gave preliminary approval to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU divorce bill. The withdrawal agreement bill clears the way now for the UK to leave the European Union next month. The deadline is January 31st. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
British Royal Prince Harry's office has confirmed that the prince and his family will be spending private time in Canada over the Christmas vacation.
Harry, his wife Meghan, and their 7-month-old son Archie will miss the Queen's traditional Christmas gathering at her Sandringham estate. Palace officials have confirmed Harry's family is in Canada, but haven't provided any more details. Meghan lived in Canada for many years before she married Harry, while she was filming the TV series Suits. The couple is taking a break from royal duties for now. Harry has said that he and his brother Prince William are going in different directions at the moment. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Speaking of the royals, Prince Philip is in the hospital. Queen Elizabeth's 98-year-old husband was admitted to a London hospital Saturday for what Buckingham Palace is calling a precautionary measure for observation and for treatment of a pre-existing condition. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man convicted of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl and killing her parents told police after his arrest he never thought Jamie Kloss would escape because she was petrified and that after holding her captive for 2 weeks, he thought he'd get away with his crimes.
Jake Patterson said following his arrest in January, "I know that she was just terrified of me.
The transcript of Patterson's interview with authorities was among hundreds of pages of investigative documents released Friday by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The files include details about tips authorities received as they were searching for the girl, as well as evidence collected after her escape. Some of the files are redacted. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virginia Democrat Attorney General Mark Herring says resolutions passed by local governments declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries have no legal effect in the state. Herring says localities cannot nullify state's laws and must follow gun violence prevention measures passed by the General Assembly. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade. It's going to be one of those special shows. Bottom of the hour, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. But joining me right now is the author of a great book, now out on paperback, that you know him as one of the most powerful people in Washington, which means the country. He's from Kentucky. How do I know that? Because he's the senator there. He's Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, and author of The Long Game, a memoir with a new foreword and a new afterword. The foreword from the President of the United States, Senator Mitch McConnell. Welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Senator, I loved your book the first time when I read it the first time because you talked about baseball and how that set you up for success later in life and steeled you for tough times and still plays an important role in your life. I love in this book the President of the United States, who you barely knew before he ran, had wrote the foreword. How tough was it to book that?
Well, the President and I have had a great collaborative effort on the judges, and I thought people were entitled to know what happened. My book came out in 2016 before the President was elected, and I felt like the collaboration we've had on changing the federal courts has been the longest-lasting impact we've had, and he agreed, and so he put wrote a foreword to my original memoir, and I wrote an afterword about the judges, and it covers starting with the death of Justice Scalia in 2016 and the decision I made not to fill the vacancy in the middle of the election, right up until the date of publication. And to bring you up to date today, we did the 55th Circuit Judge last week, Brian. Obama did 55 in 8 years. The President and I have done 50 in 3 years. So we are changing the courts forever.
You are. And it seems like there's a mutual respect society between you, even though you've had dramatically different upbringings and careers. And I remember early on, you were in Kentucky, you went home, and you were taking some questions, it seems like. You would know the scene better. And here's what you said in August of 2017.
Part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the President and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Now, our new President had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process. Part of the reason I think people feel like we're underperforming is because too many kind of artificial deadlines, unrelated to the reality of the complexity of legislating, may not have been fully understood.
So he kind of took that personal. What was that like when he blasted back at you, and how did you guys kind of get over it?
Well, you know, was getting used to his job, and we were getting used to each other. And after that, we did comprehensive tax reform. We started down the road of all these judges that I just gave you a summary of. We did 16 repeals of onerous Obama-era regulations, and we enjoyed working together.
How would you grade his performance? We're almost full term, 3 years now. How has he done?
He's done terrifically, and he's about to sign this week a bill that has all of his priorities in it, a big government funding bill that has money for the wall, money for Space Force, which is one of his top priorities, continue the buildup of the Defense Department. In this big negotiation here at the end, even with the House impeachment going on, the president managed to get out of the speaker because obviously we have to deal with her because she's in the majority over there. Essentially, every one of his top priorities. So the president's doing an excellent job.
And we're talking to Senator Mitch McConnell. His book is out on a paperback. I really recommend you get it. It's called The Long Game, a memoir. And he talks about in the afterword his days with Justice Scalia, what he meant in his passing, among other things, and the judges and success he had. Senator, when you look at what's going on right now, the one thing I would add before I close the door on the budget, you go over $1 trillion and the deficit's going up. Do you feel as though you're losing that conservative label of being fiscally conservative and instead of just politically conservative because the deficit's going up with you running the Senate and the president running the White House, both as Republican conservatives?
Well, it's a problem when you don't control the entire government. And we have to deal with the Democrats. They're there. They're in the majority. And anytime you make an agreement with a Democrat, you end up spending more than you want to. On the other hand, the president's priorities, as I said earlier, he got them all. I mean, it was a very skillful negotiation from a great negotiator.
Here is what Chuck Schumer says. Your big thing today is the rules are going to be set up in the House, and the vote for impeachment is likely to be Wednesday, could be pushed to Thursday. It's going to be on your lap. And Chuck Schumer's making it clear he's not happy by the way things are going.
I haven't seen a single good argument about why these witnesses shouldn't testify. I told Leader McConnell I was ready to discuss trial rules. Instead of talking to me, he spoke publicly about what a trial may look like and said he was taking his cues from the White House. It was very partisan, very slanted, very unfair.
Are you being unfair, Senator?
Well, Schumer made exactly the opposite argument 20 years ago during the Clinton impeachment, so he's not being consistent at all. Look, under the rules of impeachment that we have in the Senate, we'll have to take the matter up. We'll listen to the arguments that the House managers appointed by Pelosi make. We'll listen to the response from the president's lawyers. We'll have a period of written questions. And then the Senate will have to make a decision. Do we know enough? Have we learned enough after listening to all this to go on and vote on the two very weak articles of impeachment? Or do we want to have a show trial in which both sides try to embarrass the other and put on an embarrassing scene, frankly, for the American people? Obviously, I think we've heard enough. After we've heard the arguments, we ought to vote and move on.
Well, he wants to see Mick Mulvaney, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, among the three, among those he wants to see as witnesses. Will he get to hear from them?
Well, if we don't, if we go down the witness path, we're going to want the whistleblower. We're going to want Hunter Biden. You can see here that this would be a kind of a mutual assured destruction episode that would go on for a long time. We'd rather... We know that's going to end. The president's not going to remove from office. The only issue is how long do we want to take to get the final decision? I think we've heard enough. We're going to listen to the arguments, but my view is it's time to vote and move on and get back to the business the American people sent us all here to do.
The president said on Friday, I want a trial. I want to get my case out there. And now it seems as though he might have backed off that a little. Have you spoken to him? Would he go along with your suggestion not to have a long trial?
Yeah, I have spoken to him, and we've talked about this. And basically, the last position he's taken publicly is he's okay either way. Either way we go. My own view is, he can speak for himself, but my own view is the American people have had enough of this. They know what they think about it, and it's time to end it and move on.
Senator Mitch McConnell, our guest. Senator, Tom Barrasso said yesterday that we don't have 51 votes for anything, and there are many in difficult races coming up, and they're worried about that vote. We'll get into them in a second. Is it true that you guys are not on the same page? Because we know Senator Lindsey Graham came out and said, it's done. I've already made up my mind. This is a joke. This is a hoax. Forget it. So what about the rest of the Republicans in the Senate?
Well, we'll find out when the matter gets here. What we know for sure is the president's not going to be removed from office. There are not going to be 67 votes to vacate this presidency. The American people are making a decision this very year about the president's future, and we should let them make that decision, not us.
True. Mitch McConnell, if you're going to stay the majority leader, you're going to have success in Colorado with Cory Gardner, going to have success with Tom Tillis keeping his seat, Susan Collins in Maine. Those are three that stand out, and one that could probably come your way is Alabama if you have the right candidate. First off, do you believe Jeff Sessions is the right candidate to run against Doug Jones?
I'm going to let the people of Alabama decide who the nominee ought to be, but clearly we want to get that seat back. If we're not going to nominate somebody like Roy Moore again, who managed to do what you would think would be impossible, which is to elect a Democrat in deep red Alabama, that's not going to happen. So the Republicans in Alabama decide who the nominee is, and we'll get behind whoever that person is.
Have you spoken to Susan Collins? Because I know it's a tough vote for her in her state of Maine.
Well, I'm talking to our members all the time, every week, and we do talk about impeachment some, but we've got a lot of other business going on for the American people, including wrapping up the defense authorization bill this week and passing the president's priorities in funding the government.
The USMCA is going to pass through the House this week. Why are you going to wait till after impeachment is done to pass it? Nancy Pelosi says we've done things in the same day before. Why not this?
Yeah, this is too complicated. There are rules that tell us how to handle trade deals, and so we can't possibly do that this week. We have too many other things going on. And we'll take it up just as soon as we get through the trial in January.
Yeah. So you don't feel as though you could do it. It's not a matter of saying, hey, Nancy Pelosi, we're not going to give you this victory and let you the world know that you can impeach my president at the same time pass a trade bill.
We just simply can't sandwich it in this week. We have too many other things to do. The trade bill will pass. When it gets to the Senate, it's going to be a great victory for the president and much to brag about when it happens after the first of the year.
I want you to hear what Jerry Nadler, Congressman Nadler, said about you. Cut 35.
The Constitution prescribes a special oath for the senators when they sit as a trial in impeachment. They have to pledge to do impartial justice. And here you have the majority leader of the Senate, in effect the foreman of the jury, saying he's going to work hand in glove with the defense attorney. And that's a violation of the oath that they're about to take, and it's a complete subversion of the constitutional scheme.
Your reaction, Senator?
That's a ridiculous argument. I'm not impartial about this. I'm opposed to what the House is doing and intend to so vote in the Senate. This is a political process. It's not like a jury trial. And so the Chief Justice may be in the chair, but there's nothing about impeachment that's like a judicial proceeding. It's a political decision. They made a political decision to impeach the president in the House. Presumably later this week, we'll make a similar decision not to remove him from office, and then we'll get back finally to the people's, the American people's business.
So you're going to forge ahead. If there's a Supreme Court justice position open this year, are you going to look to fill it?
We would, yes.
What about people who say that's hypocrisy because you said in the last year of an administration, you shouldn't fill that spot, hence Merrick Garland didn't get a vote?
Yeah, what I said was people have faulty memories. What I said was you had to go back to the 1880s to find the last time a Supreme Court vacancy occurring in the middle of a presidential election was confirmed by a Senate of a different party. of a different party than the president. We have a Senate of the same party as the president, and if a vacancy were to occur, of course we would fill it.
And, Senator, what I thought was so interesting about your story is you talked about, like, how you became the person you became. A lot had to do with sports. Could you talk about that, how that laid the groundwork for your success?
Well, you know, I think kids playing baseball, you learn the heartache of defeat and the exhilaration of victory, and you also learn that there's another game the next day. I mean, baseball is an endurance, 162 games a year, and so is life. And so it's an early lesson for youngsters that, you know, you learn to deal with setbacks and move forward. The biggest setback I had early in my life was contracting polio when I was 2 years old. My mother helped me through that process, and with great discipline and love. And, you know, I was fortunate to have a great parent. Some youngsters are not so lucky and have, more challenges. But I always tell young people, Brian, the only way to fail in America is to give up. There's always another opportunity right around the corner when you run into these stone walls that you think have crushed your dreams. Just take a different path, and you'll get there.
Do you worry about this country that we've kind of lost that? We want to blame the government, blame the president, whoever it is, for failings in life?
I'm a little worried. I tell you what I'm worried about the most is what seems to be pervasive on college campuses these days is people don't want to hear anything they might disagree with. Where did that start? America's been in the midst of robust debates for over 200 years. And one of our secrets to our success is we're at least willing to listen to the arguments on both sides before going forward. The intolerance of other points of view, I do think, is a disturbing trend, and I think we need to push back against that.
And lastly, something else is wrapped up in the spending bill, and that is a guy in a tobacco state cracking down on cigarettes and vaping. What is in this? What are you doing to attack this? Because it's got a lot of parents concerned. I saw a stat that 1 in 3 high schoolers is using some type of tobacco product.
Yeah. Well, my bill, along with Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, raises the age for purchasing tobacco to 21. It doesn't solve every problem, but it makes it harder for the 18-year-olds in the high schools to pass those to purchase tobacco products legally and to pass them on to the youngsters. The public health people think it's the single biggest step we could take, and we're taking it. My provision is in the bill the president will sign later in the week.
And Senator, you want another 6 years at this. A lot of people who have accomplished what you've accomplished would want to kick back and relax. Why do you want another 6?
Well, I think, I think we're making great strides for the American people. I've enjoyed my collaboration with the president and the opportunity to advance the ball in the right of center world. We have more challenges now with the Democratic House, but as I indicated, the bill that the president will receive later this week has every single one of his top priorities, every one of them.
No wonder he likes you and he wrote the forward. He owes you. Senator Mitch McConnell, pick up his book, The Long Game, a memoir. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you like it. It's out on paperback. Senator, have a great holiday. Thanks for the quality time.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. We're back with your calls.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8255.
8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-807-8216.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is a commercial announcement. Mike Reagan here. I think the impeachment of President Trump is really outrageous. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care what you think, but many in Congress do. I am asking conservatives to take Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577 and vote. Support President Trump by texting the word ROCK to 95577. That's 95577.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. It was 40 years ago this week that one of rock's biggest acts had one of the most tragic outcomes at a concert venue. On December 3rd, 1979, 11 people died in a stampede outside a Who concert in Cincinnati, Ohio. The event was planned as a general admission, first come, first serve for spots, which led to thousands of people rushing the venue. The 11 people killed in the mayhem were between the ages of 15 and 27, and the Who didn't know about the deaths and injuries until after they played. Now the band has announced a new series of tour dates, which will include their first performance in Cincinnati since that tragic day, hoping to heal old wounds. Guitarist Pete Townsend tells the Associated Press, "Now we can have a conversation about it when we go back." The show will take place April 23rd next year, and the band will be donating a portion of the show's proceeds to a scholarship fund for students at Finneytown High School, where some of the 1979 victims were students. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Trying to eat a healthy diet can be so confusing. It can drive you bananas. But some health experts say the answer to a healthy diet is bananas. Both the tasty inside and the banana peel, too. Australian dietitian Susie Burrell says throwing away the banana peel is a bad idea, not just because someone could slip on it. She says banana peels are high in vitamins B6 and C, plus potassium and magnesium. They can help you lose weight, and the skin of the banana can improve your own skin. Now, eating banana peel may not have much appeal to you, but Burrell says you can blend it into a smoothie or boil it and bake it into a banana cake recipe. She says yellow peels are high in cancer-fighting antioxidants, while green peels can help you sleep better. But if you want to try this, beware of pesticides. Health experts say wash the peels or go organic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. We got a couple minutes here. 1-866-408-7669. Impeachment's going to be front and center. They're going to do the rules today. Tomorrow, they're actually going to have a vote. And if something goes wrong today, they'll extend the rules conversation until tomorrow, meaning it'll be Thursday. Bottom line is, not many Democrats are defecting. It turns out probably just the two that didn't do the inquiry. And in case of New Jersey Senator, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, he's going to become a Republican, it seems. He lost his entire staff except for one, so I assume that he's basically there. But everybody else, maybe it's just lip service. They talked about their conscience, and it looks like they're going to go just party by party, which is unprecedented, by the way. But the Democrats will say, look, we pretty much stayed together.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amudarya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students at Coombe Dean Secondary School in Devon, England, make the Dean's List for having lunch with a widower in their neighborhood. 86-year-old Cyril Agate lost his wife 6 years ago. The kids realized they hadn't seen Mr. Agate outside of his home following the death of his wife, Shirley. So a month after the funeral, staff called to invite him for lunch. And now, 4 days a week, Cyril joins the school lunchroom for a meal and a chat with the students and staff. Cyril says when he first joined everyone after the loss of his wife, he was down in the dumps. But after a cup of tea, lunch, great service, and everyone talking to him, he says he has found a reason to smile. And he realized how he loves the company and noise of others. He'd be lost without everyone. When the school goes on break for the holidays, they send him home with sausages and pies to stock his freezer. Cyril, my friend, you're not alone, and we love you too. And you made the Dean's List along with all of the students and the faculty at Coombe Dean Secondary School. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm allowed to ask for votes. I will ask during the impeachment proceeding for a vote on whether Mulvaney should testify and whether Bolton should testify and whether Casey should testify and whether Griffin should testify. Asking for witnesses, something so reasonable and supported by 64% of Republicans, is I expect we'll get a bunch of Republicans
really
to vote
that?
With us on these requests. I do.
And they're talking about Murkowski. They're talking about Collins. They're talking about maybe Gardner, Romney. I don't see it, though. What happens is, too, is what would get Schumer's attention, and that was, of course, Chuck Schumer talking about when this ball goes over to the Senate side and it's up to Mitch McConnell now that he's in the majority to decide whether to have witnesses or not. He thinks they can cajole Mitch McConnell to do it by getting vulnerable senators in tough states up for re-election to vote with him because they think their constituents would. But Susan Collins already said, I don't like what I see from Schumer. I don't like the bullying, my word, but it seems the tactics I'm seeing from Schumer. And he's one of the ones he looked to convert. On the other side, if he sees Doug Jones of Alabama start saying, hey, man, you're making this really uncomfortable for me, he might back off. He wants that seat. He wants the Senate. Rob, listening on the Fox News Radio app in beautiful Westchester, New York. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I was thinking, there's four senators running for president, right, that are going to have to come off the campaign trail to vote for impeachment or at least judge the president, correct?
Yeah.
So if they're accusing Trump of interfering in the election, what are they doing by judging him as somebody running against him in 2020? Wouldn't they have to recuse themselves?
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, they'd be interfering in the election as well and be guilty
great
of the same
point.
Thing.
Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not.
That seems like something a lawyer would come up with. That's a great line. I think the White House has got to call you up, Rob. That's a great point.
Well,
you got
to
see Stan.
I listen to Fox News all day, and I kind of just formulated listening to you guys all day, what everybody says.
Yeah, well, what's my excuse? I listen to Fox News, too. I didn't come up with that. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, but you're on it all day.
Thanks, Rob. That's a great point. It's going to be Senator Booker, Senator Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Kamala Harris is now off the trail, but still. She's going to be up for VP. What do you think? And should they be questioning Joe Biden if Joe Biden's brought in as a witness? And he said, I'm not going to go, but if he's subpoenaed, he's got to go. I don't see it coming to Joe and Hunter Biden. I really don't. Ken, listen to WDBO in Orlando. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Brian. I wanted to talk about the FISA court abuse that's just come down the pike. To me, this goes to the foundational bedrock of our society. I mean, this is huge. This cannot stand. And I guess my question is, you know, when I was in the military, Brian, in the Navy, the captain of the ship is personally held responsible. In the Air Force, you know, the aircraft commander is personally responsible for what goes on that airplane. And so when I listen to, you know, some of the Comeys or whatever saying, McCabe saying, oh, these were some underlings that baked this stuff in, to me that's utterly irrelevant and beside the point. I guess, you know, they need to be held responsible. My question to you is you know, I heard the statement that the FISA court came out with yesterday. And basically, to me, they were basically just saying, well, you better not do this again. I want to know.
Well, no, I do have something. I can update that. They said, by January 10th, we give you the Bureau until January 10th to come up with solutions. So we do have a deadline. We have a week and a half. And this normally with Democrats challenging the FISA process, but now you have Republicans challenging it. And if you are a clear-thinking lawmaker there for the right reason, you'll be shoulder to shoulder with Republicans trying to find this out, because the next person they could be going after is you. If they would go after the Republican nominee and not admit it, they were going after Trump. The only reason, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, Ken, but the only reason I think he doesn't get a defensive briefing is because they believe that he might be a Russian agent. They won't say that. But if you have Manafort, Papadopoulos, and Carter Page, and you're the FBI, you know Manafort came out of the wilderness to work for free. Carter Page never met President Trump. Papadopoulos met him once and really was known as an energy trader and did most of his work in Israel. If you're the FBI, you do background check, you know that it's not exactly Don Jr. and Corey Lewandowski. So you go, hey, Mr. Trump, I need to speak to you. Chris Christie, you might want to join him. Rudy Giuliani, can you join him too? Here's what's going on behind the scenes in your campaign. Look at his reaction. You know what his reaction would have been? Hey, Papadopoulos, I don't know how you say your last name, but you're going to have to go. Carter Page, listen, you got some dicey connections. Good luck with you. And Paul Manafort never liked you anyway. That would have been it, unless they're targeting him. So I want you to hear right now, and thanks for the call. Here's what Trey Gowdy said. Everyone keeps saying, well, they overstepped and the FISA process got out of control and we got to examine it. But isn't it amazing that every time there's a problem, it's always against Trump? It never breaks his way. That's what Trey Gowdy brought up. Cut 38.
He's lost his mind. How many of these close calls went in favor of President Trump? When they changed the email, was it to help Trump or hurt him? When they put the dossier material in, was it to help Trump or hurt him? When they put the DNC-funded Fusion GPS research material, was that to help Trump or to hurt him? Everything that happened was done to hurt Donald Trump. Look, this is the same Jim Comey who thought it was nonsense that we were looking into it. Now he's had a mea culpa moment. It's 2 years too late. We really could have used him doing some objectivity when he was at the FBI and not 2 years too late.
Look, I can't believe it. I've never run the FBI, obviously. Neither of you out there, unless Robert Mueller's listening. But how would you not be directly involved in this process if it's the presidency of the United States and you just got done investigating Hillary Clinton? Now you get a word, we got a problem with the Trump campaign. What could be more important than that? And we know he was hands-on because he went up in Trump Tower when it was president-elect, and he pulled the president-elect aside and said, we got this dossier with salacious material. We can't verify it. We want to let you know it's out there. And then when his reaction, Comey made a mental note of his reaction, went down to the waiting car in front of Trump Tower and recorded it into his laptop. Don't tell me you're not hands-on. And do you understand that these investigations that led to the Mueller report, that led to the Ukraine situation, it's really part of the same story? Harold, listen on WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Harold.
Good morning, sir. I'm calling about the driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
What do you think?
I was in the DMV in 2018 with about 9 pieces of ID, passport, pistol permit, professional license, notarized
me
bank
too.
Statement,
yep.
You name it, I had it, and they refused to give me a driver's license because my Social Security card didn't have Junior on it.
Hey, Harold, I had to go back three times and wait online 3 separate times to get this new smart license. So what's your point? Why do we have to do that? And these illegals are getting licenses for cheating the system.
Well, what gets me is, how do you know who you're giving a license to?
I know.
You don't know. And the bottom line is, it won't make the roads any safer because if these guys are put in, if you try to go get insurance, you're put in a sign risk because they don't have a driving record. So they're not going to get insurance. They're just going to be riding around with a license.
Good point. So now if we get in a fender bender with Mr. X or Mr. or Miss Y, and they say, here's my license, I don't belong here, but I don't have an Allstate car because I don't have insurance, but then again, I don't belong here. What do you want? What are we doing, right?
You're stuck with the bill.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not for it. I'm not going to rationalize it. I'm against it. I'm against giving needles to drug addicts because there's bad behavior. I don't want to reinforce it. And this is bad behavior. You broke in, and now we're letting you stay, at least legally for now. So I'm totally against this. I'm 100% with you. When we come back, I'm going to talk to the Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao. Worked for Bush, now works for Trump. Husband is Mitch McConnell. She wants to weigh in on the USMCA, which will also be voted on today. We're also watching the proceedings and all the formalities that are taking place as we are set to record another impeachment on the President of the United States. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my real brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
This is a commercial announcement. Mike Reagan here. I think the impeachment of President Trump is really outrageous. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care what you think, but many in Congress do. I am asking conservatives to take Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577 and vote. Support President Trump by texting the word ROCK to 95577. That's 95577.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fox News.
will make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade here. Welcome back. 1-866-408-7669. In a matter of moments, the U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao will be joining us. Then we'll be taking some of your calls. President of the United States has got two things going that's definitely going to affect her, certainly our economy. The President of the United States has got this China deal. He wants to get it done before 2019 is done, phase one. Then we'll get out more details. And then we're going to have the USMCA pass through the House. Mitch McConnell said, I am not rushing the USMCA through the Senate because you want to get something done and make it appear as if you're only doing impeachment. The senator knows from Kentucky exactly how this game is played. So we'll discuss that. Here's the President of the United States talking. Here's Steve Mnuchin, I should say, talking about why the USMCA is so much better than the NAFTA.
This deal is so much better than the old deal. I think this is going to add about 50 basis points of growth to GDP. This has all new types of things, all new types of protections. This has been a major priority for the president in making sure that we bring jobs back to the U.S., and I think this will absolutely accomplish it.
And that was the Secretary of Treasury pushing back on Republicans who said the president gave up too much on the final lap. Joining us now, Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao. Welcome back, Ms. Secretary.
Thank you so much for having me.
So,
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Back at you. I had a chance to talk to your husband yesterday. He joined us right before we went to the Senate floor. You know, he's excited about his paperback. The President of the United States wrote the foreword, and he wrote the afterwards, reflecting back on all the judges that he was able to shepherd through. But for you, I didn't realize how the USMCA might affect American transportation. What are you looking at in this agreement that's going to help us?
Well, as Secretary Mnuchin says, who, by the way, has done a great job along with the USTR Ambassador Bob Lighthizer in crafting this agreement, this is truly a bipartisan trade agreement that's going to deliver a win for America's farmers, ranchers, businesses, and workers. And it's really going to address, like, longstanding trade imbalances by granting American businesses across all sectors of our economy so much more freedom to sell their goods and services throughout North America. So what this means is if the trade imbalances are addressed, if the economy does well, that's going to be a lot more impact on transportation and the transportation assets and resources of our country. So we're going to see, you know, greater demands for trucking, greater freight and commodities movements on railroads and cars and on the roads
between countries.
So it would have a tremendous positive impact on our country.
Between countries. So you're saying that our transportation between countries will increase?
Well, we're saying that right now there's a trade imbalance, and so the president is always looking out for America, and we need to address that trade imbalance. And so there'll be greater balance across the border, and that's going to have an impact on transportation, trucks and railroads and pipelines. That will benefit Americans.
Yeah,
and so this is really the USMCA is really a 21st century trade agreement. It's got an innovation provision also that will help to grow the economy, support additional jobs here in the United States, particularly in the manufacturing sector. And the USMCA, for another example, also includes rules that's going to encourage vehicle and parts production in the U.S. and support supply chains to use more American products. So the USMCA is going to create a new labor value content rule to drive higher wages for manufacturing jobs. All these innovative provisions within the USMCA will help to grow the economy and support additional jobs, again, here in the United States, particularly in the manufacturing sector.
So I got to ask you, too, about infrastructure. You got to be disappointed nothing got done. They say that if the transportation needs it most, about $60 billion to enhance, repair, rebuild tunnels and bridges and roads, that directly affects you. How ready is a infrastructure deal ready to go? Is that on your desk?
Well, we submitted the administration submitted an infrastructure proposal last February 12th of 2018. And unfortunately, the other side did not pick it up. So we are disappointed that there's been no infrastructure bill. But having said that, because the president has emphasized so much the need to rebuild, rehabilitate, and restore our infrastructure, mm-hmm. the Department of Transportation's budget has increased by about $20 billion that will now address a lot of the infrastructure. Gotcha. So that was a down payment, and it came because the president emphasized and talked about the need for new infrastructure investment. But as the president has always said, infrastructure's got to be done on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah,
there's
talking
nothing
with
Democrat, you know, yeah, Republican about needing to address congestion in our roads and the state of our bridges and roads and repairs.
Yeah, if you could do something with the traffic in New York, I'd really owe you a favor. The Secretary of Transportation with us, Elaine Chao. Lastly, what did you
I've got one more thing. And the other thing also is permitting. Okay, the president places a great deal of emphasis on making it a permitting reform and regulatory reform. He understands the red tape that ordinary Americans are, you know, bound by. They're being dragged down by this morass of bureaucratic red tape. So the president has said, as soon as he got into office, and he signed an EO, like in February 2017, saying that for every one new regulation that's put on the books, every department, every agency has got to take two off. And right now, the administration has done very, very well in terms of reducing
He's done a great job on regulation. But I got to just move. Let's just move a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just talk about this. We know that famously, Mitch, your husband and the president didn't know each other, but they had to get along. What role did you play in bringing both men together, being that you got to know the president first, maybe better than your husband? What role did you play?
I don't think they need my help. You know,
they get along great now.
They're two great leaders, and they have learned and to get to know one another and to work very well together, as evidenced by the fact that our country will be changed for decades in the future by the name of number of judges that have been confirmed. I think the last administration confirmed 55 judges in 8 years, and under this administration, with the Senate Majority Leader's partnership. I think the Senate has confirmed 50 judges in just 3 years.
Gotcha. And finally, excuse me, Secretary, what about this? What about this?
Forever, you know, for a long time.
Right. What about this political story saying that you helped bring projects to Kentucky that maybe they didn't deserve?
Oh, that's absolutely nonsense, and it's all politics. You know, in my 35 years of public service, on and off, I have never been criticized like I have been under this administration. And it's part of the media's attack and assault on the cabinet around the president because they hate this president so much. So it is so unfair, and it is simply false.
You got it.
Rural America has been overlooked. I always say, I come from Kentucky, and I used to live in, you know, urban areas. 70% of the federal dollars in the previous administration went to urban America.
And Madam Secretary, thanks so much. Elaine Chao.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-8...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and we'll deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Six people died early Saturday morning when a fire broke out in an apartment complex near downtown Las Vegas. Fire and rescue spokesman Timothy Zmanski says residents were hanging out of their windows trying to escape the thick smoke.
A fall 16 feet or higher can be fatal. We understand that one of those people that jumped was a woman that is pregnant and she is in critical condition.
At least 13 people were injured. Fire officials suspect a stove being used for heating caused the blaze. Several residents told firefighters they do use stoves to keep warm because there's no heat in the building. President Trump says Democrats are going to feel the effects in the 2020 elections for their impeachment actions in 2019.
After House Democrats voted to impeach him on Wednesday night, the president warned of a political backlash.
This lawless partisan impeachment is a political suicide march for the Democrat Party.
He told a political rally that Americans are turned off by impeachment and predicted a massive pro-Trump turnout in 11 months.
That ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign says impeachment has energized the president's supporters. Greg Clugston, The White House.
North Korea said Sunday leader Kim Jong-un's convened a key ruling party meeting to decide on steps to bolster the country's military capability. The meeting comes amid speculation that Pyongyang could abandon diplomacy with the U.S. and launch either a long-range missile or a satellite-carrying rocket if Washington doesn't accept its demand for new incentives to salvage faltering nuclear negotiation by year's end. A trailer truck collided with a passenger bus in eastern Guatemala early Saturday, killing at least 20 people, leaving a dozen others wounded. The accident happened about 95 miles east of Guatemala City. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
A Georgia family got a real hoot from its Christmas tree. More than a week after they bought it, they discovered a live owl nestled among its branches.
Katie McBride Newman said Friday that she and her daughter spotted the bird on December the 12th. They had bought the 10-foot-tall tree from a Home Depot, brought it back to their lot of home, and decorated with lights and, coincidentally, owl ornaments. It was surreal, but we weren't really freaked out about it, McBride Newman said. We're really outdoorsy people. We love the wilderness. The family opened windows and doors near the tree, hoping the owl would fly away. It didn't. A nonprofit nature center caught the bird and helped the family release it. Patrick Voss reporting.
President Trump agreed to give his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The president accepted the formal invitation from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who sent him a letter just 2 days after the House voted to two articles of impeachment against him. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Democratic National Committee has issued even more stringent debate qualification restrictions.
The DNC's sixth debate featured only 7 of the party's 10 active candidates, not counting Michael Bloomberg. As for next month's debate, qualifiers will need to meet a higher 5-7% level in polls and unique donor levels above 225,000, above 1,000 in at least 20 states. Given DNC Chair Perez's promise to give all a fair shot at the limelight, a sharp exchange between candidates Warren and Buttigieg Thursday night revealed a divide, whether the party prefers a champion of solely small-dollar anti-corporate funding or someone who also accepts traditional large-money funding. George Bonzani reporting.
The Senate voted this week to permanently ban the sale of tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. The Tobacco-Free Youth Act included as a provision in the spending bill passed in the upper chamber. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's an historic day for every wrong reason. We have an impeachment that shouldn't be an impeachment, and the debate is going on. I just feel bad for Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and others who have to listen to all of it. At least I get to go on the air with you guys, and I get to mute the television. But we'll see what's happening. There is a lot happening on Capitol Hill that does affect your lives, and I'll get to that. Janice Dean joining me at the bottom of the hour. Senator Tom Tillis joining me in a matter of moments. And if you ever miss the show, don't forget the podcast on iTunes, BrianKilmeadeShow.com, and click on it. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Congratulations, Unite Here. You have won. All across this country, working families are faced with two options. They can back down or they can roll up their sleeves and get in the fight. The workers of Unite Here, get in the fight.
Elizabeth Warren happy she can debate because the union impasse that was going to stop them from crossing union lines has now receded. So now who's ever left can go there and debate. But they are being overwhelmed right now by what's happening on Capitol Hill and the President of the United States. If you're Elizabeth Warren, if you're Cory Booker, you want impeachment to be over. But guess what? It's coming to your chamber.
Number two. Everyone in the FBI, anyone who reads that report, is shocked and horrified by what they've seen in the recitation of the 17 errors. The IG pointed out in his report that he found no evidence that those misrepresentations were intentional.
Stunning, unexpected, but needed. The FISA judge that was deliberately misled by the FBI on the Carter Page warrant speaks out. And Comey and company now have a deadline to explain themselves and the FBI to fix it.
Number one. The House of Representatives will vote today on articles of impeachment. They charge President Trump with violating his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Those articles certain to pass and almost entirely along party lines.
The impeachment vote today. This is as scripted as a WWE championship bout. But the next step has many unknowns, and that's all about the Senate chamber, which allows me to bring in the senator from North Carolina, Senator Tom Tillis. He's on Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, as well as Judiciary. Senator, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
First off, I know you're one of the people that that Mitch McConnell is really focused on because you're going to be in a tough battle for your Senate seat. When this comes to your chamber in January, impeachment, what do you hope Mitch McConnell does when it comes to witnesses?
Well, I actually don't believe that the Senate should do the work that the House should have done. You know, they're on an accelerated timeline. They haven't let the president's defense counsel be present, cross-examine witnesses. They haven't really given all the rights to the Republican minority that they should. This is clearly a political exercise, and they shouldn't be surprised when Mitch McConnell says we'll deal with it in those terms when it comes to the Senate. We'll probably have a week or so of hearing the arguments from either side. I think that Schumer will probably put forth a motion to subpoena certain witnesses that, frankly, they should have done the work in the House, and I'll be voting against those, as will my Republican colleagues, and we can move on to the final vote on the articles.
So what if your constituents tell you when you go home, hey, Senator Tillis, I want to see this flushed out. Will you tell Mitch McConnell if you want me to stay in that Senate seat, this would help a lot?
No, actually, it's quite the contrary. What I hear from farmers and businesses in North Carolina, get past this and past the USMCA, the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Do the work to make sure we have funding for our military installations. This is something that's not popular in North Carolina. I had a reporter just ask me a few minutes ago if I thought the Democrats would use this against me in my reelection next year. It's they're pursuing this at their own peril. I've got a front runner. The front runner in the Democratic primary is called for impeachment the moment that she made the announcement that she was going to run. And I don't think she's in touch with the people of North Carolina. This is not just a Republican versus Democrat issue. A lot of the unaffiliateds in our state and a number of moderate Democrats are sick of hearing this at the expense of things that we could be doing that are important to them.
You funded the government. You got defense spending up. You have about $1.8 billion for the wall. You have a space force. The spending is through the roof. It outstrips our revenue significantly. But are you pleased with what has passed and which will be signed?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have to play the hand that's dealt us. I for one, think that we have we are on a path that I hope that we don't have to wait until an economic decline and a Greece-like sort of failure on our part with our debt. We've got to solve it, but we can't do it, Brian, just by dealing with discretionary spending. We've got nearly two-thirds of all the money that we spend on autopilot. We've got to have a discussion about that, but right now when I've got hurricane damage that I'm recovering from, billions of damage at Camp Lejeune, if you take a look at the other provisions in the spending measure, it's something that I'm mindful of the fact that we've got to get to debt retirement, but we have to do that with a full discussion of the money that we're spending, getting our entitlement programs on track, not betraying promises, but making sure we can keep them for the next generation that, quite honestly, at the current pace, that we can't necessarily assume that Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid safety net programs are going to be funded 15 years from now.
I mean, right now you're stripping Obamacare and the medical device tax, the Cadillac tax on great plans like these. A lot of times these unions have, but that's the form of revenue that was going to pay for that monstrosity. So now
exactly
you've got the monstrosity,
right,
but you have no funding for it.
Well, I think a part of what we're doing, you know, I voted to repeal Obamacare when it came to the vote, disappointed that we came up a couple of votes short. But we are continuing to knock the flawed foundations out of Obamacare, pressing the issue that we need to repeal it and replace it with something that's economically sustainable. It's failed. It's why the Democrat candidates are now calling for Medicare for All. That is basically an acknowledgement on their part that Obamacare is not working. People can't afford the premiums. And then if they they can afford the premium, they can't afford the coverage because of the deductibles and the copays. I just had a discussion in a town hall meeting last night where people in North Carolina are saying this needs to be fixed. We can't pretend that Obamacare fixed a problem for 20 or 30 million Americans that need an affordable solution. And the Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable and certainly not sustainable.
High Point University did a study in November, and they say 31% of North Carolinians approve, 35 don't, 34 don't have an opinion one way or another. How do you plan on attacking those numbers?
Well, I think the first thing that we have to remind everybody, the majority of people in North Carolina have health care on their job that they like. We've got to make sure that whatever we do doesn't disrupt it, and the fact of the matter is Obamacare has. What we have to do is figure out if a lot of the proposals that Republicans have put forth that allow insurance across state lines, association health plans, a number of common sense sustainable proposals need to get to the floor and get voted out. Protecting pre-existing conditions is something that I think all members believe that we need to do. We just need to continue to press those. And frankly, that's exactly what we would have done if we had been successful with the repeal vote. It wasn't just a repeal and walk away. It was a repeal and replace. But we had to get the repeal to create the pressure that we need to get Democrats to recognize we've got a problem and Republicans want to solve it.
Yeah, and same thing when it comes to immigration. When DACA was going to be invalidated, that would have brought the Democrats to the table. When it was held up as valid, when the Supreme Court listens, they no longer had a reason to talk to you, correct?
That's right. And quite honestly, I wonder sometimes if Democrats really want to solve immigration problems. I think they use it as a political wedge issue. The president endorsed a plan that addressed the DACA program. It was paired up with $25 billion for border security, which we desperately need to secure the border, stem the future flows, do a better job of interdicting human traffickers and drug traffickers. We need to go back to that legislation and press it. But you're right. They always they come right to the line, but it's like Lucy and the football. When we've got something that we could get passed that makes sense to the American people will support, they walk away from it.
So I got something to bring you to. This FISA judge that came out yesterday, this Rosemary Collier, she gave the FBI till January 10th to come up with a proposal to solve the problem with FISA and its accuracy. She's outraged by the inaccuracies in the report, outraged that they made up a story about Carter Page not working with the FBI and, CIA, and wrote in the application in the FISA warrant that he did, that he wasn't. They would have nixed it. Also, they never told the FISA judge that it was opposition research with the Steele report, or that the Steele report was not verified. These are just three of the 17 things. This FISA court is a scam. 98% of warrants requested, they get it. And now we find out, caught them red-handed after 2.5 years lying on the application that put this administration flat on its back when they went to launch in January. Well, Senator, what can you do about this?
Well, I sat through the Horowitz hearing. I'm on Judiciary Committee, sat through it. And what I try to do is really on the back of a sheet of paper is talk about these are not people in the bowels of the DOJ. These are people that were direct reports to McCabe, had meetings in his office talking about strategies to prevent the president from getting elected. They had information that was clearly material. These are well-educated attorneys and law enforcement professionals. They knew that this was the material fact that should have been shared, some information in the initial FISA warrant request, and then for each of the reauthorizations. And for people to look at what they did, and you match that up with the doctored email, you match that up with the interviews that they had with British intelligence agents that said Steele's not credible, and then
the
subsource, right? And the subsource who said, "Look, this was like bar conversation. You should take it with a grain of salt."
And just to confirm that it was a Russian source, subsource, because
right.
Steele hadn't been there in 20 years, and he said, "Listen,
right.
We were just kicking the ball around. We weren't.
No.
This wasn't intelligence."
Well, Brian, we're not done in judiciary. I think that the FISA judge is right to ask for information. We're going to have to open up the legislation around FISA and figure out what kind of checks and balances we have in place and maybe even what additional penalties and prosecution people should be subject to when they knowingly leave out material information that, had it been available, I doubt seriously that those renewals would have ever been authorized by a responsible FISA court judge.
Senator, I think when you look at these applications, they are going to be a mess. I think when you look at how much real stuff and verified things are in these applications, my hunch is this is not the only thing with invalid information given to judges. You can't legislate integrity. There seems to be a lack of integrity. But I want you to hear how Andrew McCabe, the former acting director of the FBI, responded to this judge and with Michael Horowitz's report. Tell me if you buy this. Cut 33.
Everyone in the FBI, anyone who reads that report, is shocked and horrified by what they've seen in the recitation of the 17 errors. The IG pointed out in his report that he found no evidence that those misrepresentations were intentional. Nevertheless, they are unbelievably serious.
What's the biggest mistake you made?
The process that was in place essentially left so much responsibility on the lowest level of FBI agents and supervisors. Once those
He just said, we left too much responsibility on the lowest levels. Do you really believe that these low-level, these interns or janitors, were the ones in charge of writing an application for an investigation on the nominee for the President of the United States?
Absolutely not. And keep in mind that Page was a direct report and counsel to McCabe. Page was in the U.K., at the time that the British intelligence agencies gave them this information. For him to say that this was some paralegal who was writing the paperwork to go before a FISA court in an investigation associated with a candidate who ultimately became president is just absurd. They had to dot every I and every T. They knew that they would be under investigation, and I think they finessed it, and I believe that there was a political motivation. And I should also say that Horowitz, that's why I drew the org chart in the committee hearing. I asked Mr. Horowitz, I said, does this make sense to you? Does it make sense that this would just be an oversight? He said, these people know the Woods procedures by the letter. They should have understood that this information needed to be included. They didn't include it. This was, to me, I don't see any reasonable scenario where this is some sort of a clerical error committed on four different occasions. The first deficiencies in the first warrant request, and then even more so in the three subsequent ones. That's why we've got to continue to go after it. Take a look at legislative fixes to a FISA process so that this can never happen again.
Absolutely. And Lisa Page is out trying to rehab her reputation. Here's what she said about her innocence. She's famously the one who hates the smell, says that Trump voters actually smell like
right.
In Walmart. She's the one who said that, please tell me he's not going to win. And what about that insurance policy? Cut 34.
It's been three straight years of investigation by the Inspector General. Dozens of lawyers and investigators poring over every investigative step that I took, every text and every email, and they realized what I've known from the beginning, which is that my personal views had no impact on the course of either investigation.
You agree with that?
Absolutely not. There was an exchange after a meeting that Stroke and Page had in McCabe's office saying, he's saying that we like the plan that you've launched. And it wasn't, I inferred from that, it wasn't about the investigation. It was about doing everything they could to stop this president from getting elected. I really believe, while I believe what's going on in the House today, the sausage making that's going on in the House is more another chapter in the witch hunt and the three-year attempt to impeach the president. But I believe you could look at this and the information that was presented in the IG report and view it as a coup attempt. I mean, they were literally trying to undermine this president's ability to win and then lay the groundwork for potentially impeaching the president should he win.
And they should understand that if the FBI, and there's great people there, 35,000 who get paid enough, don't get enough credit, but if the FBI wants to turn on Democrats next time, unless this is stopped now, they'll do it. And that would be just as wrong. Senator, what a mess.
Well, thank you, Brian. And I have to leave by saying I know the vast majority of the people in the FBI and DOJ are good, honest people. We've got to root these people out because they're discrediting an otherwise stellar organization.
And now they're getting big contributor deals on other networks after doing a terrible job. How does that work?
Right.
Senator Tom Tillis, best of luck in your reelection. Thanks so much for the quality time.
Thank you, Brian. Merry Christmas.
Back at you. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-807-8216.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
This is a commercial announcement. Mike Reagan here. I think the impeachment of President Trump is really outrageous. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care what you think, but many in Congress do. I am asking conservatives to take Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577 and vote. Support President Trump by texting the word ROCK to 95577. That's 95577.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We're back, everybody. Got a couple of minutes. Jim, listen to WHIO. Hey, Jim, Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Brian. Can you hear me all right?
You're on.
Okay. You know, I listen to these Democrats whining and whining about President Trump destroying democracy. They all need to go back to civics class. In a democracy, you have an election. And then the people that are elected for whatever period of time it is, they run the show for whatever period of time. Then you reevaluate what they did, and then you unelect them. They don't understand the thing. They're the ones trying to ruin democracy or democratic vote.
They don't see it that way. They were told to be solemn and do their duty, or else the president would assume he's a king. They have no choice. He was going to throw the next election. That's what they claim. Do you subscribe to that?
No, that's what they think. They're incredible. I mean, they're just incredible. It's like if they don't win the election, their solution, instead of moving on, is to just try to destroy everything. I don't know how they're going to get elected again. They shouldn't get elected again. And there ought to be some kind of a penalty for people who blatantly lie during these hearings and stuff like that.
Well, the president's approval rating has ticked up. Now it's at 45%. It's roughly where President Obama's was. He's picked up a few points since this whole process started. We'll see where it goes from here. We know what happened with Bill Clinton. He went from 60% approval to 64 the day he was impeached. It would be a good lesson for future Congresses.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
The
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America Tonight is ashamed. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
Doctors now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Thoughts on Justice. During Supreme Court arguments, Justice Clarence Thomas doesn't speak much, preferring to just listen. But Justice Thomas is speaking out in a new documentary.
If you criticize a black person who's more liberal, you're racist. Whereas if you can do whatever to me.
Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, is produced by a conservative organization. It revisits the still controversial confirmation hearings with the accusations made by Anita Hill.
Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex,
which he described as a high-tech lynching.
I'd rather die than withdraw from the process.
Justice Thomas said it was a campaign to destroy him.
Hey, come on. We know what this is all about.
He also criticizes the way the Senate committee chairman handled the confirmation hearing. That senator was Joe Biden, now running for president. The documentary is due out in 2020. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And if I was Brian, I think I'd like to maybe get a little stronger, bolder look, and I would grow a beard about 10 days.
It's impossible right now.
Ten.
Why is that, Brian?
The facial growth is behind where we'd like it to be right now.
The facial growth is behind?
Yeah, where we'd like it to be. As far as the shaving goes, I think we have 2 or 3 years until we have the beard.
Hey, Brian, you're just a guest here. You know what I mean?
I don't give the government an upgrade, but they are putting the fingerprints on the bottom of those wanted photos we all see in the post office. What a great idea. How many times you walk by, you see the photo, you think you know the guy, but you can't be sure, and just as you're ready to walk away, you notice the symmetry and width of those thumb lines, that ain't hot just yet. You're the home now and when you're a local hero. And actually, it's a surprise to have the walking.
So that's a quick clip of when I was doing stand-up for a while, and my first time I was really on national television, I got picked up an audience at Regis Show when he was, even before Kathy Lee, I think it might have been Peggy Fleming was filling in, the skater, and they picked me up an audience to do a hair care segment, and I was able to find it in the ABC archives, and it's part of the things that I roll in when we do America Great from the Start. I talk about a little bit about all my books, but also where I got started, and give a sense of perspective of not just what I've done for the last 23 years at Fox, but what I did leading up to that. And part of the what I did is doing stand-up, I left to go back. I never really left. I did it while I was doing everything. But the other thing I was doing is sports and news. But the funniest guy from Massapequa High School, by far, and the only funniest guy you'll ever meet in life when you just meet him on the street, is the guy to my immediate right. If you're watching Fox Nation, you see him right now, Patrick O'Rourke, who I graduated high school with in 1982. And, Pat, you're kind enough to join me on America Great from the Start. And we've done, what, 4 events?
4 or 5 so far.
Yeah, 4 or 5 events. And I realized right away, I got to loosen up this audience. And I go, Pat O'Rourke, I got to drag him out of New York. And I got to introduce him to planes. And I got to introduce him to beautiful arenas.
They love my charming accent down south.
Too, right. So. But that was, and Pat, you did stand up when did you first start?
Well, you know, because you were the one who signed me up for a comedy class. I was basically Brian's bartender, and, you know, we hung out together all the time. He said, you got to do stand-up. I said, all right, I'll look into it. So Brian signs me up for a class at the comic strip on 82nd Street. It's 5 weeks in a row. You put together 5 minutes of material, and you go up and do the comedy. And Brian's calling me every week. What'd you do there? What'd you do there? I'm like, you took this class, didn't you? He goes, no, I didn't take that class. I just signed you up for that class. So that's right. How I started doing comedy.
Yeah, my guy stopped doing it. With me, I'm an organized person. I need to know I got to go each week, and I have need an assignment due. That's me. And you are the same way. You're from the business world. So you're working at Wall Street. You're doing your thing. You're not used to the arty thing of getting up at noon and getting inside yourself and figure what motivates you. You're like, you're an organized. You have, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be organized. At the end, you had material to go with your wit.
Well, like I said, I also bartended for 15, 20 years. So I had, you know, they want you to have 5 minutes of material. And my guy was like, you have a half an hour of material.
Right away,
we
got to
figure out what the 5 minutes we want to use are. So that part wasn't hard for me. I mean, you know, but...
And so you went ahead and you were doing stand-up for how long after that? One of the things I went to is one of your comedy contests, and you won this comedy contest.
2011, I was Long Island's funniest comic, so I can still fill basements in Amityville, so that's my big career.
It's more than you were governors.
Yeah, true, and I was a regular Caroline, so I'm, you know, good friends with all them over there, and like, you know, you say once in a while, life happens, so I slowed down with it a little, but I'm starting to do it again. It's I got the excitement back.
Well, the problem is, Pat, you have a family, and they're playing sports. You're doing a million things, and you say to yourself around 6 o'clock, I really should get on a train and go to Manhattan, or I could watch my son's baseball game, or my son needs a ride to go here. They got extra help. There's a back-to-school night because you're in life. You know, you're not hanging out in Manhattan and
true. Well, the first three things is correct. The back to school, I leave that to my wife. I get too angry at teachers.
To
I went to about two of them, and I wanted to strangle everyone in the school. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to these anymore. And they basically yell at you and send you from room to room for 2 hours.
No, maybe it's just your kids. Because my mom were pretty positive.
That's true, too.
Now, you got Kevin and Connor, fantastic kids. In fact, Kevin and
Caroline,
Connor,
though. Don't forget your
And Caroline, too.
I'm sure she's listening.
Because everybody knows how great Caroline is. But Kevin and Connor do for the most. They watch the dogs. They watch Rocky and Apollo.
Oh, they love it. They call them the boys, Rocky and Apollo, yes. Which Brian has two dogs. One is supposedly deaf. I don't think it's deaf.
You don't think he's deaf?
He's just faking. He's smarter than all of us. He's not deaf when it's dinner time.
Right.
He's deaf when you're calling him in, but he's not deaf with certain things he likes. All of a sudden, he's not deaf.
Yeah, my other guy's got bad knees, but he'll do all right. So when I drop him off, they're really a handful. But, Pat, in particular, you start doing stand-up, and a lot of things you do are politically incorrect. In fact, okay, let me think. All of it.
Yes.
So when you stopped and went back, did you notice the change?
Definitely. But, I mean, I think it's gotten better. Over the last 6 to 8 months, it's gotten a lot better. But, you know, I've been talking to comics and even – the last 2 or 3 years were brutal. I mean, since Trump got elected, all of a sudden, everyone's a victim. Everyone's offended by everything. You know, you're coming to a comedy club to laugh. No, they all want to be victims. They're all, ooh, that's incorrect and this is incorrect. I still barge straight ahead and do it. I don't really care anymore. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but it's very tense out there.
What I noticed, too, over the last 3 weeks on SNL, and it always makes news. If it's bad, it makes news. If it's good, it makes news. So I noticed they're taking shots at Democrats again. They're not just beating up on Trump. And I'm wondering, is that part of what you've seen?
Yeah, but I think the horse is out of the barn with SNL, where they were so brutal for 3 years. I think, you know, they've turned off a lot of people who don't even watch anymore. And then it's almost hard for you to believe their characters when now they're making fun of Democrats, where you really know their true feelings. I mean, they are just anti-Trump. They're Trump haters.
Right. And Alec Baldwin. You know all the Baldwins.
Yes, I do.
How long have you known the Baldwins?
Since as long as I've known you. I met the Baldwins. You know, the Baldwins were from Massapequa, our hometown. I've known them since high school. Their father was my freshman football coach and a teacher at Massapequa High School. So those boys that were across town and went to our rival school, Burner, but I knew them very well.
So I remember Alec making a big deal. My son... And I never knew an Alec, but I knew Danny, Billy, and Steven. My son is on The Doctors. And it was The Doctors was a soap opera. And I'm thinking to myself, is he a doctor? I'm like, I don't understand. He goes, no, The Doctors, soap opera. And my wife, Dawn, had him in a class. He basically turned the television on and just watched it during the whole class.
Yeah,
and watched his son. And I guess he was all for it. He's an athlete, a big, strong guy, but he was all for the arts and all for trying to do this.
He definitely was. And like... even they sat down for dinner every night, they would have to talk politics or art, one or the other, in the Baldwin house. I mean, you know, Billy tells me these stories.
But they're way to the left. And so I didn't even know Mr. Baldwin was way to the left.
That's why Billy said he never advanced in his career. He always, you know, he never became an administrator or, you know, he used to go to cocktail parties with the other teachers. and turn everyone off and get in fights with them. Where, you know, the old saying, you're not supposed to drink and talk about politics. Mr. Baldwin did all the time.
Did both.
Yes. did both pretty well.
Right. So when you have a chance to do the comedy and stand up, you don't know the audience, right? You just go in there, they're there, you got to make me laugh. How is it different when you go to our audiences?
Oh my God.
And you have 600, 700 people, and they. And so, how is it different?
First of all, they're so pleasant, and everything. How you doing? And we're glad you're here. No, make me laugh, fat boy. That's what you get, in New York. They're so pleasant, and and anything. They're very receptive. They're standing up and pointing at you. I love that. That's so true. I'm like, okay, I love your crowds.
They almost get spoiled. Almost get spoiled.
True, because then I go to comedy clubs and do the same stuff, and you hear the air conditioner kick on.
But now you've done something I think is really cool. Is like you write new material on right before for that show, and you'll do it, and you'll be very candid. If it doesn't go over, you go, okay, I'm going to get rid of that.
True. And also, the hard part of this is, I say take some pokes at the Democratic candidates, but I have good jokes, and as they drop out, you're like, well, there goes that one. There goes de Blasio. There goes O'Rourke. I still can sort of use him because he's the same last name, but...
Well, the Beto O'Rourke stuff is mad. What did you notice about him? What's the difference between you two?
Let me see. Where do we start? he's very, very liberal. I'm very, very American, maybe. I don't know. That's what starts.
He wanted to take down the wall. You were pro-wall.
Yes, he wants to take your guns. I think you sort of should have a gun. I think you should have borders.
Now, I don't know the answer to this. When's the last time you hopped on a counter?
Counters can't hold me. I don't know if you... This is radio, but I'm a little girthy.
No, but we're actually on Fox Nation, too.
Yeah, tables don't hold me, if I jump on them...
Pat's actually a great athlete. Went to play lacrosse in college. He was a football player. Did you wrestle, too, for a while?
I did. I was 4-4, and I got pinned at Long Beach, and that was the end of my career. Did you ever hear that story?
No, what happened?
A guy named Zolo picked me up and showed me to the crowd and pinned me, and it was like Def Comedy Jam. There was people running across the mat, and it was... I walked off the mat and said to my coach, I quit, and he said, okay.
He didn't even fight you?
Bill Cotillo. He was like, you're too good at other sports. Maybe wrestling isn't for you.
Right. So there was no retirement ceremony, and you did not leave the
place of
glory.
I did not leave my sneakers on the mat. I did not, know. I never got it. I was like, let me see. We can fight our friends all winter and starve to death. Ooh, wrestling.
Right.
I can't wait.
Then you said to me, you feel bad for wrestlers because sometimes you can, hang out with people. Like, how do you have reunions?
Exactly. When you're older, you're on a football team together. Bring your football over. Bring your lacrosse stick. We'll have a catch.
Wear your jersey.
What do you say to wrestlers? I'll bring my mat over. We'll put the singlets on and start hugging each other. What do you say?
So you almost feel bad for them.
Yes.
Well, you got used to hugging sweaty men, so that's one positive.
Yeah, still do it.
That's good. Yes. Hey, when we come back, more on this, and more on what I thought is kind of interesting. I talked about that trend on SNL. I'm going to play a clip. They actually are starting to understand that the Democratic field, there is, let's say, some comedy to be mined there. Back with more. Pat O'Rourke is here. We're talking about America Great from the Start. January 25th, we're going to be at The Space in Westbury. Pat opens, handles all the questions and answers. We're going to have some surprises, about 800 seats. It's going to be streamed on Fox Nation Live, and it's like no other, right, Pat?
It is.
You'll never describe it in one word.
Fantastic, I guess.
Back in a moment.
I think we have 2 or 3 years until we have the beard.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-807-8216 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-807-8216. 800-807-8216. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-807-8216.
This is a commercial announcement. Mike Reagan here. I think the impeachment of President Trump is really outrageous. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care what you think, but many in Congress do. I am asking conservatives to take Newsmax's poll asking if President Trump should be impeached. It's easy to vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577 and vote. Support President Trump by texting the word ROCK to 95577. That's 95577.
Did you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hard-working folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit GiveWestwoodOne.org. That's GiveWestwoodOne.org to make a donation.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Oh my God. I just got a notification. All right, I tweeted a photo of Trump's head on the body of the Charmin bear, and he didn't realize it was a joke, and he retweeted it.
Oh, my God. I tweeted that Nancy Pelosi was a libtard commie, and Trump retweeted it, and he nominated me to be a federal judge.
Oh, my God. Cory Booker just retweeted me, and nobody noticed.
Hey, why don't we all say a secular blessing of thanks? Kevin, you want to lead us?
I'd love to.
Dear gender neutral spirits.
Dear original American Jesus.
Dear historically correct black Jesus.
So we talk about three families on SNL, and it was the cold open, and I was just amazed that, yeah, they're ripping Trump, but they ripped other people. Pat O'Rourke with me now. And Pat's been doing this for 20 years, doing stand-up. We're talking about America Great from the start, what we're doing on Fox Nation. But, Pat, you notice a difference. I mean, what about that cold open? I mean, funny, yes, and it makes both sides laugh.
Yeah, and there was even – they did another skit at the end of the show with the talking cat, and, you know, that you can read – it only tells the truth. And it was totally pro-Trump.
It was?
Yeah. It was basically they put a helmet on this cat, and he's like, he's going to win the next election. The economy's kicking butt, you know, this and that. And they're like, no, cat, that's wrong. And then the cat starts making fun of Democratic candidates. It was interesting.
Fascinating that the Democratic candidates are totally swamped by impeachment, by Horowitz report. Have you ever in your life ever seen people run for president and no one cares?
No, it's amazing to me. Like, you don't even know. I think, did they, I'm not being sarcastic. They had a debate. Did they have a debate last week or is it this week?
It's supposed to be this week, but they're having problems with unions. They might have to cancel the whole thing.
No one even cares. It's unbelievable. But you've seen their debates. You've seen enough. They get up, what they get up and talk about, you're like, you got to be kidding. What do you, you know, look at England. Look at what happened over there.
I know.
You want to be a socialist country? It's crazy.
I know. And I think bottom line is people say, do you want these things? But this is the price you're going to pay. Do you want health care? Yes. Medicare for all? Absolutely. This is what it's going to cost you. Your private insurance. Don't want it. No kidding. Why don't you pull that? Don't want it.
Ooh, everything free.
So Pat, a lot of things, give people an idea of what they're going to see at the show.
Well, it's more of an inspirational show. Brian talks about his early career, and we always, you know, me and our friends used to brag about he was on Sports Phone. We thought he hit it. We thought he's a major star.
976-1313.
Yeah, every 15 minutes you could find out the NHL preseason scores of the West Coast when we were all gambling on it. So, right. But we were like, oh, Brian made it. He's on Sports Phone. And then, you know, it basically talks about, you talk about your career from that point, even from before that point, to Fox and Friends, to the books you've written. It's more of a inspirational show than and it's not. I do more ripping on the Democrats than anyone.
Right.
You're much more about, you know, if you want to get anything done, you have to work together. So
I just don't feel as though you need another. If you want a pro Trump rally, guess what? You have Donald Trump every other week. But here is a clip that did not make the show that I'm concerned might not transfer to radio. But I am saying to you, it's something you have not heard before. I was doing out in Los Angeles, but let you know that I wasn't always having a chance to interview Henry Kissinger.
Jesse, welcome to the show, and I think your graphic will say that you've been abducted consistently on and off since the age of 4. Could you tell us what the average abduction or some of the scenes from the abduction, the consistencies of the abductions are? And then, Jesse, you tell us your individual story. When they're taken, what happens?
When they're taken on board.
We should pause. I should tell you, this guy was on, and he says he's been abducted by aliens almost every other day.
Haven't we all?
So I'm just approaching it. So these guys think this. All right, go ahead.
A table. Usually it's a metallic type table. Very, very hard, very cold. The clothes are off. Then procedures are done. I'm getting many, many chilling similarities on procedures done to the head, to the ears, as if there were needles or laser beams going through the right or left ear. Pressure on the head as if it was being held down by a vice.
And this happens more than once. You're talking about a number of cases.
It happens more than once. That's very, very common where it happens more than once. And usually starts happening in childhood, and it goes through the family line.
Is there a problem with interview abductees?
Well, it basically explains your career and the stuff you had to do to get to this point. I mean, we've all been abducted. I mean, arrested, abducted, you know. What's the difference?
You're not here.
I've been held down. I've been held down and grabbed by the head and put on a metal plate.
But are you regretting at all that you don't use this as a reason why, when you do have those weekend prison stays, I was abducted, don't want to talk about it, too dramatic.
And I hope I wasn't probed. That's the major thing. But
most of them say they were probed.
I know. Depends what precinct you go to. or what planet, I don't know.
Planet, I think that's more like it. Now, Pat, you mentioned that if we wanted to follow you and see you on stage, where should we go? Literally follow you?
Yeah, I'll give you my phone number.
We got to get you a website and get you going.
Okay. It's true, I guess. I've been lazy on that part. But, yeah, I do all the clubs out on Long Island, McGuire's, Governor's, Brokerage. I'm going to start getting back into Caroline's with Greg Charles in the city. And Brian has inspired me to start doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, in the era of Trump, now that you have 13 other candidates, I know you don't like material that expires, but you must be saying to yourself, this is...
Oh, God, it's Halloween. It's trick-or-treating for material on candidates. They just give you so much.
Well, I also think, I thought it was hysterical in a tragic way that Kamala Harris drops out because, let me see, life's not fair because of
I was an awful candidate.
She was a terrible candidate,
yes.
And because of that, now people are concerned about the Democratic perception, and even the DNC said we're concerned about perception. And you know what's happening? Cory Booker is getting tons of money.
Yeah, but that's what they all do. They that's their MO. I'm a victim. I wasn't because I did a terrible job. It's because I'm a victim.
Right.
Because I am not, you know, I'm a minority woman. I ran a terrible, terrible campaign, but because I'm out now, and everyone jumps in the bandwagon and says, yeah, that's it, that's it.
And can we admit that Joe Biden has not had a good year? And can we also admit that we can't
He malarks a lot for a guy with the No Malarkey Tour. He gets a lot of malarking done.
Right, he really does. Rahm Emanuel had a joke the other day. It's like Joe Biden says this is the most fun he's ever can remember having on the trail. He goes, really? I can't remember my other times on the trail. Pat O'Rourke, we'll follow you everywhere. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks, Brian.
That's a lot of malarkey.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my Real Brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.